people of this world. Hi. There's some beautiful people out there. You know that?
Oh, dude. I mean, I'm alive.
I know. Gorgeous. I once went to San Francisco.
Oh, wow. No, there's some hotties out there.
And, man, I saw this dolphin.
That's okay. Hot.
But there was something attached to the dolphin.
What was it?
What was that?
It was a babe, bro.
What?
She was fine.
Just a babe.
But, like, in the water.
With the dolphin.
Wow.
That's a true story.
Dude. Dolphins' vaginas have, like, this arm that guides the male's penile in there. It, like, grabs it and puts it in there. Just so you know, I want to let you know that.
Yeah. That's a good fact to know.
Whoa.
It might pop up in the party sometime. Like, you're partying with somebody, and you're like, yo, man.
You know what a fucking... dolphin's vagina looks like?
Yeah, you never knew
and
that.
Then well, like, in fact, I do. Yeah. There's an arm inside of it.
Yeah. It actually reaches out and
if your friends are nerds, you will know. Yeah, I know. Honestly, though, when I lived out west, I always would see that. Like, there's just... Not that Michigan doesn't have beautiful women. It has lots of beautiful women. It does. But I'm saying out west, there's way more because maybe they move out there. There's more beautiful women out west than there is in Michigan. Guaranteed. Dude. I'm sorry, Michigan.
Okay, Eric. I can argue against this point.
Oh, here we go.
Let's do it.
And I will say, you think there are more beautiful women on that side because of the fact that they dress in bikinis more often. You see more of their body.
Wow, that just blew my mind.
Here, it's so cold most of the year. Everyone's bundled up, got scarves on.
So they don't care anymore, and they hibernate all winter.
Exactly.
Maybe it's winter season.
I think that has to do with it because there are beautiful women everywhere.
No, there are beautiful women everywhere.
The faces, that's just because we have more nuclear power plants.
But there's a mood, right? When it's wintertime, people are fucking lazy. We're cold in this
bitch.
Oh,
yeah, no, I'm super lazy.
Nobody wants to put up
makeup. I mean, like the last couple of days have been miserably cold, and I love the cold, and it's been brutal.
It's been frostbite cold.
My hands, dude, they're fucking cold right now.
You were even saying before your dogs didn't even want to go outside. Why would any of us?
Yesterday was so... So cool.
Dude, I love this.
I would open up the door to let my dogs go outside, and the wind was blowing so strong, and it was just so cold that the dogs would run up to the door to go out, open up the door, and then they would, like, cry. Like,
those poor little dogs. And that Zeus could probably live out in the winter.
Zeus is a beast. He went out there for, like, 2 seconds, dropped a pee, and ran back, but Phoebe was too much of a wimp. She didn't even go out.
That poor little dog. I love that little Phoebe. I miss her. Like, I miss your parents, but I miss the dogs more. I'm sorry, Brian Laurie. It's true.
They're not listening to this anyways.
No, they're not. They're
in Mexico eating tacos.
Yeah, dude.
You know, drinking cervezas.
Tacos, probably. I was going to say cervezas with lime. Can you imagine, though, how pretty that was? My old dog, I think there's something wrong. That's why I think there's something wrong with my dog. Why? It could be raining. It could be below zero. Anything. And that dog, it's just like another day to him.
Oh, he just goes
He's like out in the yard. He just stands there. And I'm like, come inside. It's cold.
It's a lab, right?
Yeah, it's a lab.
That makes a lot of sense. I love labs, dude.
I love labs. I always want to have a lab, I feel like. I don't know, just cool dogs.
My uncle and cousins, they had two labs.
Yeah.
And they were like, so friendly.
They're
but
just
like,
so friendly.
Something would like spark them, and then they would like kill somebody if they needed to.
That's what I like about them. They're really nice for the most part. Till you piss them off.
Right, like you walk up to them, and as long as you don't like piss them off, then you're good.
Dude, good dog
but
attack
you can't
story.
Piss them off.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Here we go. It wasn't even an attack. But
I love
when,
dog attack
stories. Yeah. It was a child. No, I'm just kidding. My uncle was walking. It wasn't even an attack, but cousin Brad had a lab.
Yeah.
And he was like walking in and his hands are at his side. And the puppy jumped up and that little sharp puppy tooth like got into his finger.
Yeah.
And then the weight of the dog like coming down. Dude, it sliced his finger open like you wouldn't even believe. I wish I had a picture of it.
I don't
want
to see that.
No, I know. I'm like, oh my God, that little puppy did that to you.
It's crazy. That stuff literally makes my like stomach turn. Like I don't get how people can like cut open people and do surgery for a living.
I don't know.
I see a picture of someone's finger cut open like that, I might vomit.
No, exactly. And then there's people like surgeons. They're just like, okay, here's the little gallbladder. Oh, that's a nice one.
My stepbrother works in a hospital at an ER.
Yeah.
And literally, he's like put staples in someone's head before and like all this crazy stuff that agreed, man. Like, I don't think I could do that.
I'd definitely be queasy.
No,
I'm telling you that's probably why I'm so effed in the head. Did I already tell you this story? I got bit by a rabid baby skunk.
I don't think so.
Okay. I don't know if I heard the rabid skunk story.
Dude. Rabbit skunks, let's take it from the top. Your boy Eric obviously love animals. There's always there's always these woods by the house I grew up in, and there's little ponds and creeks. So naturally, we didn't have cell phones and everything back then. Mm-hmm. So we'd go over there, we'd catch frogs, we'd catch snakes, you know, hang out in the woods, whatever. Mm-hmm. And there was this little baby skunk, but the problem was it was about 11 a.m., you know, 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
And this little baby, cutest little devil,
that
baby
small?
Skunk. Oh, really small.
Okay.
And it was like,
it was like, fucked up.
Dude, it was fucked up. And I'm like, oh, it's injured. I'm going to grab it and I'll take it home and I'll freaking give it milk out of my breast. And, you know, I'm going to heal it back to normal.
Oh, yeah.
The motherfucker grabbed me in a second.
Shut up.
To go pick it up and I had gloves on and that son of a bitch latched onto my pointer finger.
Dude.
And I freaked out. This is going to sound really bad, but I freaked out and I ripped my hand back.
No.
I sent that little baby skunk like flying like 50 feet behind me. I'm like,
and then, dude, you're lucky you didn't get sprayed.
Dude, I know.
Oh,
I know.
My God,
but no, it
hilarious.
Limped off in the woods and I'm like, Dad, I got my finger bit by a skunk. And he's like, what the hell, Eric?
Yeah.
And
then, your dad must have been like, he must have, like, hated life.
Yeah, oh, with me?
Yeah.
I'm hungry. I want a toy. Yeah, no.
I picked just up a skunk in the backyard.
Because, like...
Yeah.
So, because, awesome. Like, your dad is literally from England.
Yeah, from England. Yeah, he came over here in the late 80s.
And since you were born here, you have, like, more of an American culture.
100%.
So...
100%.
Especially with your mom being wherever she's from.
From Alabama.
Yeah.
That's the most American place in the world.
The most American is Alabama, yeah.
Your dad must have been like just so confused.
Such a culture shock.
Because of the way that you think is so different than his.
Oh my gosh, yes. And my dad likes animals, but I think he was a little squeamish with like snakes and frogs and stuff. And I was just a weird kid. Like, I'd find, like, roadkill. And I'd be like, look at this skull. It's really cool.
What? You grabbed
really weird, really weird stuff.
I still do that. Just
dude, no. Because...
Very rarely. If it's something cool,
I mean,
I'll
if it's something cool.
Yeah. Eric passed up on a fucking black bear, dude.
What do you mean?
Yeah, dude, no, I did. Coming from Pennsylvania. It was pretty far gone.
Dude, speaking of which, I was just in the
bones were probably still there.
Yeah, I was just in the upper pen, obviously.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah, that's right.
Dude, we thought we saw a bear roadkill on the side of the road. So me and Maria, like...
Bear skull?
And it turned out to be like just a big elk. But it like you saw like fur and stuff everywhere.
An elk?
Wow. Yeah.
We have elk up there?
Yeah, we do.
There's an elk crossing sign. I was like, what does this mean, dude?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
It's you gotta pull a permit to go tag one or elk hunt or something. Oh, yeah. But no, they're up there. They're
They're huge.
Yeah, they're really big.
They're like
I thought it was
a
bear, dude. It's like a horse sized deer, right? Like
Oh my God! Yeah, they're the size of cows, dude.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
No,
look
massive.
That up. How tall are they? I think they're like 11 feet.
I feel like there's a stuffed one at Bass Pro, and you stand next to that thing, and you're like, "Holy shit!"
Wow, that's.
But no, I'm telling you, you're up in the woods up there. You'll even be up here in the mitten, in the upper mitten, if you will.
8 feet.
And
8 feet as a male. Yeah, that's a big.
I made
one.
Up to 11 feet. I wonder what 700
pounds.
Oh, is it the moose that's 11?
Oh, moose is probably
the moose.
Dude, moose is like a school bus with antlers.
What? It says smaller than an elk?
No.
Look up large.
There's no way.
No, there's no way, dude. They're giant. They're like 40 feet tall.
7 to 10,
Yeah, easily. No, but you go up northern Michigan and you'll see an elk rub, and it looks like someone tore the whole tree up because, you know, a whitetail rub is probably this by this, but you see an elk rub on the tree, and it's like you wouldn't
even
believe.
It's different. It's like not even the same kind of rack.
Yeah.
No.
It's like a big old bone.
Yeah.
Like
dude,
A spoon.
Like something a dinosaur would have or something like that. It's not
they
like
are
what
dinosaurs,
you'd
dude.
Oh, dude.
They, pretty much.
Pretty much.
But
yeah.
I really want to make this point. I'm sorry. Because I jump around on my story a lot.
No, you're fine.
But
dude.
When I got bit by the skunk, I had to go to the ER. Obviously.
Oh yeah.
The shit I seen in that ER would haunt me forever.
Oh no.
No, it was funny, dude. This lady in a Burger King outfit. She just came from Burger King. I was like, "What's wrong with you?" She's like, you know, a chicken nugget fell in the French fryer on the French fry side.
And I went to grab it.
And she grabbed it. She's like, I wasn't even thinking, and I grabbed it. And she showed me her finger. I was like,
"Whoa!" It happened to my friend. She dropped the headset, and they told her, you know, when you first start, they're like, you know, if you drop this headset or break it, you pay for it.
Oh,
so the headset fell in the fryer, and she just grabbed it. She didn't think about it, and came out like boiled hands.
Third
dude.
Degree
it was
burnt.
Crazy,
dumb
bro.
Yeah,
dumbass.
Deserve it.
Dude, and there was kids.
Dumbass, go grab some tongs, bro.
Terrible.
Clamp that bitch.
Clamp it. But no, I know. It's
so
bad.
Scary, man.
Scary.
Yeah, let me hit you guys with some super chats real quick.
Oh, thank
we got
you
some
guys
super
so
super chats. Shout out Richard.
Richard says you guys rock and hey, you rock
thank
too, man.
You so much, man. Thank you. Richard.
And we roll. We rock and then we roll.
You know it, bro. Heavenly, always supporting through $10 says, "Hey dudes, are we going to hear any new George stories possibly or any kind of ghost stories?"
Ooh.
Yes, wait, one second. So her name is Heavenlyness.
Heavenlyness.
My dad always says Heavenly Knees.
I know,
like,
and I'm like,
"I don't get what that means."
You're like, "That doesn't sound good."
That doesn't sound right. But so yeah, shout out Heaven.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
We got five from Tim. He says, Timbo. When will we get a new mukbang? Love live reactions on the podcast would be great. That actually would be pretty
good.
We
should bring
I
some
would
food
eat some
here.
Food. Every I made this little thing.
We could
I,
do it.
I go to Chicken Shack every time after every podcast.
No.
I get the 5-piece tender.
Really?
Oh, you're smart.
I get the buttery potatoes.
How much?
Dude, go with me. Dude, me and Gary eat there. It's like $35.
That's not bad.
Dude,
it's expensive, but it's good.
I love Chicken Shack. There's a Chicken Shack. Dude, my
mom.
I don't. This might like give away where I live.
It's fine.
Dude, let's
we
hear
all
it.
Know where
I'm going there.
My house is right here, dude. I can see the Chicken Shack from my backyard.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
That is I'm the best
serious.
Thing in the
dude,
world.
I'm
I'd be
serious.
Looking at it with like one of those telescopes.
It's the best, dude, in summer.
Just
it's
dreaming.
The best. You don't
can
even
you
have
smell
to be
it?
Dream-
Are you close enough to smell it?
I go outside in the summertime, bro.
Oh, son of a bitch.
It just reeks of chicken, but it's the best thing ever. Because you're just like, fried chicken. Like, it just smells so good, dude.
That's awesome.
It's great.
I don't know if I would like that, dude, because if you go out there hungry, you're like, oh, son of a bitch.
No, that's what they get you.
So if you smell chicken, you're close to Noah's house.
But then you go get the chicken. That's a scheme. Like,
yeah,
you smell the chicken, and then you can't resist the chicken.
Dude, speaking of Burger King, I think they purposely do that.
Dude.
I think they purposely burn shit.
Listen,
make you
dude, probably, right.
I swear to God.
No, this is real shit, Eric.
Dude.
Every time I've ever driven past a fucking, I don't even have to drive past one. I can smell it.
From miles away. It's like
from
a shark with blood in the water, dude.
From miles away.
Dude, what do they do?
Dude,
do we have any employees of Burger King?
Around,
tell us a secret.
Are you guys burning burgers, dude?
You literally drive around the fucking city with the windows down, and then you smell Burger King, and you're like...
And it's got a distinct smell. It's
it's like
very distinct.
It's nothing else besides Burger King.
No, it is Burger King. Yeah. And I'm not, to be honest with you, I'm not a big Burger King.
Me neither.
No,
but
no,
when
no,
I
but
smell
you
it,
can smell
I,
it. Yeah.
It makes me hungry.
Especially if you're already hungry, you're like, oh, I got to go to Burger King
it
now.
Smells,
go to
seriously.
It smells
seriously.
Better than it actually tastes.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, I know.
They put incense on the outside
dude,
of
that's
it, bro.
Crazy.
Dude, maybe it's the one by my house. I'm not.
That's
you know,
crazy.
Talking crap. I've been getting sick every time I eat there. I don't know.
It's probably the one by your house.
Something I
probably the one by my house. They're usually quality.
I worked at a franchise, and probably. It's always the individual place, not the
100%. I'm sure it is because it happens to me any fast food place. There's always that one that you avoid.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Because these people are disgusting out here, man.
That's no, true. They really are.
And that's coming from a fast food employee that wasn't the cleanest.
Yeah, ooh. I was a fast food employee, too. I worked at Little Caesars. I actually managed one for, like, 2 years.
No shit. That's where my cousin Brad met his wife.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Little Caesars.
That's where I got married.
Both working at Little Caesars in Florida when they were going to college out there.
You meet your honey there, man.
That's
how it works.
Wait,
that's
you,
real
did you
love.
Just say you met your girlfriend there?
No, I was just kidding. I said I got married there. But
I was like, damn, dude, that must be a love making.
Dude, that's
dude.
Funny that
pizza.
We all worked at fast food. I used to work at McDonald's back
in
Nevada.
Everybody works at fast food. I had so many jobs.
Dude,
did you guys ever get in any trouble from eating the food there?
No, my boss was cool with it. As long as we crushed it that day, like, he didn't care what we did.
Dude,
this is how dope my boss was.
What?
Real quick.
No,
this is how
please.
Dope my boss was. My boss, big ass motherfucker, man. He was like 300 pounds. So his motto was
muscular.
No, fucking lard.
Dude. Jeez, not even fat.
Oh,
not even
just, oh, man, I like this guy.
Dude, you would love this guy. Let me tell you. He said, first day on the job, he said, if you ever get hungry, eat whatever you want.
Oh, my God, I love him. I love him. I'm going to need his name and number.
Dude, you could take shit home.
Oh, my
dude,
God.
So,
dude.
Yeah, same.
And so sometimes, like, things would be winding down, and then I would
just make a couple things,
accidentally
bro.
Throw some chicken in there, some
what?
Chicken strips, a burger, and just be like,
oh, my God.
It's leftovers, and you'd be like, all right, just take it home. I will if you don't. And I'm like,
dude.
Oh, there's an extra hot dog there. Like, you can eat that. You know he.
You don't need this crazy. Shit, man. Yeah.
He used to make sandwiches. Listen to this fucking sandwich. You'd absolutely disgust
can't even wait.
I have to know it.
So he would plop down a burger patty.
Okay. Classic.
plop down a kielbasa, but he would cut He would cut
He'd butterfly that kielbasa.
Yes.
Oh, oh yes. So good. So good.
And then he would do a hot dog. And it's just not even over yet, dude. There's cheese on there. And then he would literally get some French fries. He would have the French fries on the side, though.
Oh, that's smart.
But then he would put a chicken strip on top. Just one chicken
I'm
strip.
Just for good luck.
And he would drench it in barbecue sauce.
Oh,
I love
my
it when
God.
You talk dirty to me.
Bro, and then
he had the whole farm. He had the pig. He had the chicken. He had the beef.
Dude, it's making me laugh so hard. Because, dude, he would literally, I would like never see him all day except for when he was making food.
That's
oh
it, dude.
God.
And then he would go behind his office.
This guy's a G. I want to be like him when
bro.
I grow up. I'm
great
not kidding.
Great
dude.
Times. Dude, it was like literally.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I
so
just,
many
I
good
didn't
times.
Have fun working fast food. I thought it was a really shitty job. But really? That sounds pretty chill. I got in
Mine
trouble,
was at
dude.
A beach, dude. Mine was
oh,
very
oh, that
legit.
Sounds awesome.
Mine was
that's
the
legit.
Best, dude.
I kind of was able to do whatever I want. Because, you know me, I always work hard and stuff like that. So I was yeah, trusted I, with all the responsibilities. So as long as everything was done, I mean, we kind of just had a blast. You know, we'd never
that's awesome.
Got in trouble for anything. We just always enjoyed ourselves. So it was fun, but I'm definitely glad I'm not doing that anymore, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I got busted, dude. Because they said, hey, Eric, come here.
Shut
oh,
up.
No. I swear to God. I had a grease stain at the bottom of my pocket. Like, what the hell's in your pocket?
Oh, no.
I had about 15 chicken nuggets
no, you
in there. I'd shove chicken nuggets in my front
yes,
pocket.
Dude, that's
no.
I'd be snacking on them all day.
Shut
I
up.
I swear to God.
Just a grease
dude,
stain.
Dude, at
you're fucking Napoleon Dynamite, dude.
He's
give
really me your tater
Napoleon
tots.
Dynamite.
Give me your tater tots.
Give
and he fucking
your
kicks them.
No, these are my tots.
Tater tots.
Yeah.
Oh,
dude,
my God.
But you would open that tray because it's like all the things, and there was fucking 5,000 chicken nuggets. I'm like, your boy Eric can have 10 or 15 of them.
Dude,
working hard.
Listen to this. There was this TikTok video that went viral of the guy that makes the nuggets at McDonald's, and he said, I've been working here
God.
For a few years, fuck this shit. And then for every nugget all every day, he was giving people like 11.
Yeah, like of a 10
yes.
to 10 plus.
Like 12.
That's
oh
like 30
God.
Grand in nuggets at the end of the year,
dude.
Dude like,
yeah, that's a lot. That's
dude.
A lot.
Fuck him,
speaking
though.
Of TikTok, Eric, you had a topic you were wanting to
dude,
talk about,
want,
about TikTok.
You know what? It just boils my blood, man.
What's going
it
on, man?
It pisses me off.
What is it?
Okay, listen, I follow a lot of different meme pages because me and you know Mary's family and whatever send memes to each other, blah blah blah. There's always these TikTok videos, okay? So what I do is I go on there,
yeah,
I'm looking at them. Yeah. I'm like, okay, here's another video. It's gonna have a beginning and an end. I'm getting
it's
to
gonna
it. I'm
be
sorry.
A story. You look at it and you're like, all right, let's see the story.
Let's see it unfold.
The problem is, all these videos, I could make one right now, and it would go viral. I could be like, you won't believe the craziest shit I found in the secret room in the attic. And I'd be like, hold on, you're not going to believe what's at the bottom of this Dunkin' Donuts thing. And then they'll pan
and then
like
the whole
this,
thing is
and
just
then
like
they'll
this.
Stop. And then they'll just stop.
It
and
says
be
like for part two.
And they'd like for part two. No. God damn it.
No, bitch.
No. I want to see the whole video.
It's disingenuous, right?
It's
like
disingenuous.
They're bringing you there for an experience, and
it's
they're
gonna
making
ruin
late.
The internet, because I'm about to not look at any of this bullshit. And you know what, dude?
Listen,
I don't know about you guys if you see that, but they're like, we see something crazy in this window. They'll start to walk in, or the my boyfriend's cheating, and they'll open the door, and it just stops.
Yep.
Like for part two. I'm not going out of my way to go find your bullshit fake story, is what I'm saying.
But you see the first part. So
but you see
it's
the
working.
First part.
Right, so it's just a cock tease.
But
that's not fun for
it's
anybody.
It's a cock tease.
Some people like it, dude. Some people like
I'm not one
was
of those guys.
Edging?
Yeah, the edging. Yeah,
it's
that's
like,
exactly what
it's
it is.
It's like video edging.
I guess so.
You just got edged.
And then tell me this. Maybe I'm a petty person, but you ever you're watching a video and then you get interrupted by an ad, and I'm like, I will never use
that
product
yeah.
in my life because you interrupted my video.
And which is sometimes. Crazy.
Is that bad?
It's crazy, too, because when I was away, I was watching TV for the first time in probably like 5 years. Like, I honestly don't watch it at all.
Yeah.
And it was kind of crazy to me how many friggin' commercials.
So many.
It's like
ads,
seven
dude.
In a row.
Wow.
And we're so lucky that we grew up in a generation where, I mean, for the first 10 years, YouTube didn't really have ads on it.
No kidding.
Dude, listen to this. People get pissed at, like, YouTubers for, like, putting in a lot of ads.
Or anything. Doing a brand deal, something like that.
Yeah. That's, like, one little break, and it's 30 seconds. They literally, you on TV,
6 minutes.
We'll have like, yeah, 6 minute.
That's very true.
Of ads.
That's
six
very
full
true.
Ass minutes.
And not only yeah. that, but that, like, that ad that you're watching for 30 seconds is actually supporting the person you like to watch.
That's true. That's very
directly.
True. That's
directly
very
supporting
true.
Versus like, you know, you watch the Super Bowl and you see a Doritos commercial that has yeah. nothing to do with football. Like,
yeah.
they're not getting, I mean, yeah, they're getting paid, but not the players, you know?
It's the no, network.
For sure. Right. For sure.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I just wanted to touch on that. I didn't know if anyone else would watch that stupid shit, and they're like, oh, you got to follow this page.
You just start smashing.
You
got to
say Jello letter by letter, and I'll, you know, yeah, I just, yeah. it's yeah. just starting to piss me. I'm getting tired of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, speaking of supporting some people, let's take a couple super chats. Daniel says, if I can take a break from truck driving, I think if I ever come up, my goal is to meet Noah, Eric, Brian, Lori, and number one legend, Chewy, and do a challenge.
Yes.
Hey, Daniel.
Thank
shout
you,
out Daniel.
Daniel. Thank
Let
you,
us
buddy.
Know. We'll see you one day, buddy.
Yeah.
Sharon Reeves sent $1.
Hey.
Just looking cool.
She's
you know?
Cooling.
Thank you.
We got Ethan with $2 just saying, hey, y'all.
Sharon, Ethan.
Hey,
thank
you, Ethan.
Thank you, thank you.
Let me just make sure.
I'm watch
that,
you guys.
I think there's a...
There's a couple, so I'm just going to... Okay, okay. Cool. So we got 100 sec, which I think is Swedish. Cool.
Thank
oh,
you,
thank
Patricia.
You.
Oh, Patricia, so thank
you.
You.
So
number
much,
one
Patricia.
Fan. Ooh.
Oh.
And then we got a couple more right here.
Yeah, another 50 sec, so another Swede. We got a lot of people from all over, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I know.
From
it's
Sweden.
Crazy.
Thank you guys so
thank
much
you,
for
everybody.
Tuning in.
I saw Netherlands, Sweden, a bunch of places. But anyway, so 50 sec says, mm-hmm. I'm planning on visiting y'all someday. Just got to get my butt from Sweden first.
Heck
love from
yeah.
north
get
of Sweden.
Get over here.
Hey. No, I'm coming there, man. I want to
I love their fish.
Yeah, we'll
the
come.
Swedish fish.
Oh, they're
oh,
great.
Yeah. Yeah, they're the best.
They're handcrafted
you
in Sweden.
You know that there's a conspiracy that Sweden's not even real.
That doesn't. How's that a conspiracy?
It, no.
Could be. I've never seen it.
Or is it Finland?
I don't know. I've never heard that one.
Finnish.
I've never heard that
so
one.
So what's the idea? Like, can you present it to me real quick?
It's that the Nazis during one of the World Wars.
Yeah.
That's they like said that there was a country there,
no
and
way.
Like made it up because of, they were like doing something,
some strategy.
Huh. Yeah, it was a strategy.
Or, that's yeah. very. I've never heard that. I'd love to deep
so
dive
the people,
into.
So there's the conspiracy is that the people that live in Finland
are actually Germans.
They're not in Finland because it's not real.
Oh.
Huh.
And I probably butchered some of that.
But look it up.
But that was like...
That's pretty cool.
The moral of the story was that like Finland isn't real. And if you think you're Finnish, you're really not. You're probably like German or something.
No, that's pretty crazy.
Kidding. That's crazy. No, I've never heard of that.
That is crazy. All right, here. Let's hit
it. Shout out Judge.
Judge Venom. Greetings from the UK.
Thank hey. You.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, mate.
Thanks,
wait, what was
in
that?
It.
Was that even...
Bruv.
In it, mate.
Bruv.
In it.
Bruv. That, I love
bruv.
That, dude. How do you
too.
Say bruv?
Bruv.
Hey, bruv.
Can I cut me a fag, bruv?
Yeah, no, I love that, dude. I love
that
shit, dude.
Sarah Ruiz, she's always throwing support. So hello, another happy
Thank
Friday.
Thank you so much,
have a great
Sarah.
Night. You too.
Happy Friday to you.
Logan says, Eric, what's the worst bite you have ever taken? And I already know the answer, so let's hear it.
What is it? I don't know the answer.
I don't even know. The worst
Didn't
one.
Didn't you say
the worst
it was a blackhead
one.
Or something like that? Because
probably the black-headed python.
Yeah, me too.
I swear, I think it bit my thumb. And dude. I feel like it got in the nerves. You know what I'm saying? When those teeth
I forgot
like,
where
strike
it bit
a nerve.
Me, but it got me somewhere.
Yeah, that's
that was the worst one I've
bad.
Ever seen.
They wrench.
That's pretty bad.
They wrench
they really,
really hard.
Do.
They bite so
probably
hard.
A black-headed python.
Let's see. We got Boston Kissinger says, first time here. Y'all hey. Crack me up on the vlogs. Thanks.
Thank you, Kissinger.
Thank you, Boston.
All
Thank
right.
you, brother.
I think that's it. All right, cool. Now, let's carry on.
Where do we leave off?
Honestly, let's just start somewhere new.
Start somewhere new because we're talking about negativity.
We're talking
okay.
about too much
talking
stuff.
About too much stuff.
That's
I know.
Right. Dude.
I know.
I don't even know what we were talking about.
Dude, yeah. it's been crazy. I'm finally off for a minute, so I feel like so rested. It's almost like weird.
Yeah, I know. I bet, man.
Good. Good wild. Rest is good.
I know. I need. Sometimes you just need rest or take a little vacation.
Yeah, it's been great.
You know,
vacations are fun too. I don't even know when my next one's gonna be.
Yeah.
Are you trying to go? You were saying you were trying to go to Japan or something, right?
Not this year, not okay. anymore, bro. Fucking Corona. Bro.
Oh, no. Yeah, Corona. I'm not effing with Corona. And I everyone's mean, like, oh, it's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Stop trying to convince yourself. Well, you're going to die, bitch.
We'll see this summer. Coming to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Coronavirus.
Coming to you.
Wait till it warms up, dude. I don't know. We were just watching.
In all houses, June
23rd. Yeah, that's right. We were just watching. I should have sent it to Jay. There's this thing going around from Fox News where this guy's being interviewed. Who?
Oh, my God. That shit was
thought,
crazy.
I hope that's fake.
I hope it is, too, but I think
they,
it's probably real.
They had thought that he...
Messed up.
Sorry. He was being tested for coronavirus, and he was in quarantine, and they said he didn't have it, but he's coughing the whole time.
Yeah.
In the interview. And he's got this little girl with him, like his little daughter. daughter or someone.
This is it.
Oh my God. So he's coughing the whole time on TV. He's like, I don't.
I just want to make sure there's no ad.
Have the corona virus.
Okay,
dude, it's so funny, dude. I hope the people at home can see this one here.
This is so crazy.
He blamed it on his nerves. But yeah, his little girl's drinking the water. I don't want to interrupt the video, so I don't know if they can hear that. Can they hear
that? Yeah, they can.
Okay, sorry.
And the daughter's right there. That's crazy. Oh, no. And he just starts coughing.
Gets worse.
Dude, it gets worse. He takes that little girl's water.
Oh, no, dude. Oh, man. That's
it didn't even show the whole clip. It didn't even show the whole clip.
So basically, after he steals the water bottle from her, and then he takes a swig and gives it back to her, and she starts drinking it.
And now she's going to have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, now she got Corona, too.
And now the whole Fox studio probably has it.
Dude.
Yeah, why would you even bring somebody in like that?
I know.
You're cleared. I don't give a fuck if you're cleared.
Sorry, I'm scared. I think Brian and Lori should spend a month at home just making sure.
No, I live there. Just stay.
Oh, yeah, shit. You're right. You're right.
Stay there.
Dude. No, but it's really crazy because I don't know if you guys got that alert on your phone.
No, I didn't. Or whatever. I made that up.
Dude, I didn't make that up.
Where's
people
the alert?
Can back me up.
You were just so high.
The CDC, maybe it was. I'm like, no, allegedly, they're talking to my brother. Allegedly.
I was high.
Yeah.
That was a thing.
No, I got a message on my phone. Mm-hmm. My brother did too.
Yeah.
And it said, the CDC warns Americans to prepare for the coronavirus. It's not a matter of if, it's when. Because this is the problem. Yeah, only 5 people could get it, but they're going to quarantine a whole city. They're going to say, no kids go to school. No one go to a job unless you're running the power plant.
That would be cool.
Like us, we would have to come in because there's damn animals here. We can't just skip out on them.
That's true.
But don't worry, I've got my gas masks. I've got my little
You're actually prepared for all this.
I'm prepared, yeah.
No, he really is.
I'm going to Eric's house. That's all I'm saying.
Dude,
No, you're not allowed.
You're not allowed.
I am allowed. I'm coming.
So Eric's like got this.
They just invited me over. I'm going there.
No, yeah, exactly. Fucking Eric's like got this sliding door when you walk in. That's just going to be like this net that when you walk in, you're going to get sprayed.
Yeah. I was honestly thinking about that because they say bleach kills it. So I'm thinking I can get my reptile sprayer, put bleach in water. I'll spray you down.
Spray you.
I'll put you in my guest bedroom. Keep you in
there
for a month.
Turns out Mary can't see anymore. I don't know what happened.
It's all the bleach.
Spraying her like a motherfucker. So
Mary's a test. Shit. Open wide. No. But it is something that's a little scary, and I don't think what's more scary than getting the coronavirus. It's obviously terrible. The people
dying
that have died and
it.
Stuff like that's terrible. I'm not joking about that, but being locked in your house for 3 months, not being able to leave in a quarantine.
You
got to
stock up on a lot.
You better
of stuff,
stock up
man.
On your food. Your boy Eric's been buying cans of SpaghettiOs with meatballs, and I'm ready
for
it.
We're gonna crush it. I'm coming over, bro.
Dude, yeah, I got water.
Virus party,
I got
bro.
Water.
Dude, that's right.
I got 3 pounds of dabs.
Yeah,
you know it, bro. You know he's got that slab on lock.
That's like, the only thing that worries
it's like
me.
It's like a brick of cheddar cheese. Like.
can you imagine going to like a quarantine checkpoint, sir? I'm just getting weed, and I'm going right back home. Okay,
that's all.
Oh, yeah, that'd be incredible. So
probably
funny.
Want some of it.
They probably would, but I would just say, you know, stack up.
You
but a lot of
you
people
can't share.
No, you
can in this situation anymore.
You can't. Oh my God, you would have to get your own little rig or your own pipe because you can't swap germs.
BYOR, dude.
You can't
bring your own rig.
God, yeah, we were just watching 28 Days Later and 28 Weeks Later. You guys ever see those movies?
No,
Ryan?
I haven't.
I have.
You haven't?
I have
yeah,
the movie.
I swear to God, I have it. It's a zombie movie, though, right?
Pretty much like an epidemic movie, yeah.
I have.
Kind of zombie-ish, yeah.
There's more than just that. There's like 28 months.
Is there? I only know there was two. I never seen anyone
Dude,
pass
have,
the second one.
We have like all of them.
So good.
And they're
so
all,
good.
They're CD, not CDs, DVDs.
DVD. Yeah. No, because I've just been kind of thinking about that whole coronavirus, and it's kind of freaking deaky,
I know,
a little bit. But
I got you good, though.
Dude.
So Eric's been freaking out about this coronavirus.
I've been freaking out about it a little bit.
As you can tell, right? As you guys can tell. So yesterday,
oh my God, oh my God,
somebody hit me with this text message that said, "Alert, worldwide or nationwide alert! My city, Michigan, Beaumont has 60 something cases of corona." Do not leave your house, blah, 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 something like that. And then there was a link and said, click the link to stay updated.
Oh, shit.
And the link was literally this 200-plus pound black dude.
Pure muscle.
No. Well, yeah.
He was
muscle.
I took a good look at it.
And he was sitting on his bed, and his dick was so big that it touched the ground.
Oh, no.
There's the biggest
black cock I've ever seen, dude. Biggest.
Veiny fucker. Real. That main vein on there.
I didn't
like
get a look at it.
Dick.
I saw it, and I was just like, oh, fuck. And then I exited out of it. But dude, I had to send it to you because I was scared.
Course.
When I got the message, I was scared. I was like, fuck, that's my city. Like, I'm dead.
Yeah.
And I knew that you were more into it than me, so I knew that you were going to think the same thing.
Oh, my God.
So I just wanted to get some revenge.
That was good.
No,
that was good because I wake up out of a slumber. I'm already thinking about coronavirus at night before I go to bed, blah, 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 blah.
I tried to text you then. I sent it at 11.
No, yeah,
you fell asleep.
I was already asleep. I was asleep early last night.
When he didn't reply, I was like, perfect. Like, he's going to wake up to this horrible news.
Start the whole day off bad.
Your boy Eric wears glasses, so I didn't even have my glasses on. I grabbed my phone. I'm like, oh, no, text me. Probably something cool. And I look at it up close. I'm like, oh shit. I didn't want to wake up Mary. I'm like, don't wake up Mary. Just go to sleep, my sweet angel. And then I look at it and I click the link because it said Lake Orion. It said coronavirus, Lake Orion.
I changed it.
I
changed it.
I'm like, fucking Lake Orion. That's in my backyard, bro. And then I click on it and I'm squinting and I'm like, oh, that's holy shit. That is a big wiener.
What is he holding?
Yeah.
He wasn't even holding it.
No, he wasn't holding it.
He was like hands on his hips.
Fire hose?
Dude, it was a floor dragger.
It was literally on the fucking floor, dude. He was sitting on his bed, dude.
That's incredible.
Like, I'm surprised he didn't get dizzy when all the fucking blood left his body.
It was like, you know when you get like raw cookie dough in like the sleeve?
Oh, yeah.
It was like that fucking thick, dude.
That's incredible, man.
No, it's incredible.
Feats of human nature.
If you can, I mean, if you have it, if you got them, smoke them. That's what I say. Huh?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Smoking dicks?
No.
Allegedly.
No.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah, no, it's that's really something
that's
else. It's
scarred me.
Yeah.
So big.
This is gonna sound weird. One of my buddies got a big donger, and it's always really haunting me. We shouldn't go there, should we?
No, let's just stay here. I want to.
Why are you looking at your friend's?
I'm not looking at his donger. It's funny enough, his girlfriend. This was back in high school. It was like, oh, Ryan sent this cute picture of his dog, and she showed me it, and it was next to a toothpaste tube, and I'm like, that better be a travel size.
Oh
my
God.
Son of a bitches. And it wasn't.
It might have been.
It was eclipsing
size.
It
scarred me, dude.
Was it not travel size?
No.
Imagine it's like in the palm of
his hand. Yeah, in the palm of his hand. See, this is what I learned from it, because my old G.I. Joes, I dusted them off.
Oh, my
And when
God.
I used to be on Tinder, you use the little G.I. Joe hand, and you kind of hold it up, snap a picture. It's like, it looks huge.
You can't have that as your Tinder profile picture.
Oh, no, no. In the DMs or whatever. I would never do it. I've never understood that, because like, I know a lot of guys send those pictures to girls. Are you crazy?
Yeah, they are.
I'm not sending.
No,
no
one wants to see that.
No
shit,
one wants
bro.
To see that, dude.
I promise you, nobody.
No,
wants to
nobody. Wants
I've never
to
heard of a girl saying, "Oh, he sent me a picture of his dick, and I just fell in love."
Yeah.
I've never heard of that
it's
once.
Never
Why
happened.
Why do guys think that? I'm not trying to sound
because
like
so fucking horned up. They're just fucking sweating, and they're just like, "I want to show you my dick."
Cause
sexual assault is cool.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
What do you think of this?
That's what
virtual
it is.
Virtual sexual cyberbullying. Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much, dude.
Let me show you my dick. Because honestly, you can send your dick to anybody.
Yeah.
I could DM Selena Gomez it. Right?
Right now.
Dude.
Right now, and she would have the chance to see it. That is...
That's pretty
he's
virtual.
Like, that's
pretty
sexual. He's like, she probably won't,
impressive.
But I still try every day.
That's
know?
Pretty impressive.
Isn't that crazy?
That is pretty crazy.
You can talk to anybody these days.
Dude,
anyone.
Someone was
anyone.
Just talking about this, and I
you
don't
can,
know who it
I
was.
Talk to people all the time. I don't even know. Oh, my
no, really.
On.
It just like kind of depends if they see it or not. But
oh,
like,
yeah.
Before, you wouldn't be able to talk to fucking...
Like, if you weren't in the room with us... Or, like, had our number, you wouldn't be able to talk to us at all. Now you can DM any of us.
Especially, like,
it's crazy.
You could DM fucking Will Smith or something, and he might reply.
You never know.
You never know. He replies to somebody, probably.
For sure.
Does it show when they read
could
it?
Be the somebody.
I get DMs, and, like, I don't want to show them that I read it, but I go through them, and I try and respond to as many people as I can to be nice.
There's
you know?
A setting you can turn off. On Instagram where it would not show them that you read it. But if you don't have it turned off, it probably says read.
Yeah, yeah.
What you can do?
I try and respond to a lot of people. I know I sound crazy, but I really am grateful for the people that follow me and like watch the podcast stuff and they have questions, you know. Mm-hmm. But so
there's
I try to respond like
not
that,
enough hours in the day to
there,
talk
there
to
isn't,
everybody.
There isn't.
You know?
But do you know the show Modern Family?
Yeah, I love that show.
Dude, that's a great show. The like oldest daughter of like the family met I'm pretty sure it's her husband off of DMs, off of Instagram. He, messaged her, and they're fucking married now or something. Like, they're
that
together, And he's, not that he's a nobody, but he, it's not like he was famous or something.
Yeah.
And then she's this famous girl, and that's how, that's how they met each other. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
So you never know.
The power of the DMs, the power of shooting your shot, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, that chick, the chick to the left.
This one right here?
Yeah, that the daughter, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, get a better picture
God,
of her
God, I
face.
Haven't I'm seen it in so part. Long. I, like, used to watch the earlier...
I think that chick's name is Sarah Sarah Lily or something like that.
Yeah, because I forgot there's the other daughter, too. I used to watch it. I only watched it till like the third
season.
What's
her name? Sarah something.
I don't know.
Click the...
I'm just going to Modern Family.
Cast. Sarah Hyland. That's who it is.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure if you...
I think I follow her on Instagram. That could have... Yeah.
That could have been you, dude. Could have been all you. But you're happily.
Yeah, Now I'm happy.
Now I'm hobbla.
I'm happy.
I'm hobbla.
But no, it's crazy. It's just wild. You never know, because I always do that. Like, sometimes there'll be famous people coming into town. I'm like, hey, you should check out the Reptarium. And like, just because I want your dad to be there and like walking with someone famous, be like, hey, Brian, I'm just going to show him around the place. Hope you don't mind. You know what I mean? And he'd be like, what the hell? You know what I mean? Like someone super famous. But it hasn't worked yet.
No, it really hasn't.
But the squeaky wheel gets the oil. You'll never know if you don't ask.
If you don't lube it up, it's always going to be squeaky.
No, that's what
basically
I'm saying.
What it is, right? But
since you're all lubed up,
you're applying the lube. You just keep lubing it,
putting it in there,
and then one day, you know, the shit will
stop squeaking. You never know. That's what I'm saying.
That's a good riddle.
Incredible.
Who have you ever messaged anyone famous DMs on Instagram?
Yeah, I actually talked to a rapper before.
No. Did he respond back?
Yeah.
No way, dude.
Doo-Wop Kane.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of him.
He's like kind of more low-key.
Yeah, like underground shit?
No, you spelled it wrong.
Dumpcake.
No. Way, bro,
just so you know, I spelled
it
wrong.
Here, you spell it right. Delete the Kane. You spelled Kane completely wrong. And then go
There's
back
so
to...
so many different types of way to spell
Kane. D-U-D-U-W-A-P.
All right. Kane. Oh, doo-wop. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Doo-wop. Kane. Okay, I got
Click
you.
It.
I'm clicking it.
I know you're slow as fuck.
Dude, I don't like computers, bro.
That's so crazy, dude.
Yeah, him. Not this guy, the other guy.
This guy?
Yeah.
No, that's your boy.
And I texted him, I said, I was in LA. And I was just like, we have a bunch of snakes, right? And I'm just trying to do collabs.
You're trying to do something, yeah.
So I just messaged him that. I was like, if you need like some snakes...
Hit me up.
And he replied, and he was just like, I don't fuck with snakes, dog.
Oh, my God.
He said, I like dogs. And I was just like, okay.
Sorry, no dogs. I do have a Burmese python.
Right. Yeah, I was like, I can get some exotic shit for you. Like, I don't really have dogs on deck right now.
And he was just like,
I think he said something like, you got pit bulls?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. He said something like that. But,
That sucks, dude. That is so cool.
He didn't like snakes.
You've been out there. You've met some like pretty famous people. You've been to some famous houses. Like, sure, how is that for you, dude? Like, I know with your dad doing YouTube and like doing stuff with like famous people, did you ever think you were going to follow in his footsteps, or did you always have an idea that you wanted to do something different, or did you know you wanted to like make videos and make content and stuff like that?
Yeah. Since I was in middle school, like, I made, like, gaming videos and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
On a different channel.
You've been doing it for a long time then.
And I've been literally part of YouTube since it started. Like,
wow.
Like, I mean, we'd watch it when it came out. Like, the fucking website. And so I've always watched YouTube videos, and I've always thought to myself, wow, that would be the job to have.
That is crazy.
Like, so I've always tried to do it. Like, with the gaming and stuff, I've always been interested by the whole filming process. I was so entertained by it that I was just like, and honestly, like, I'm kind of lost in, like, what I want to do still with it. But, I mean, I'm just on the path of whatever I'm going to eventually get to. But, you know, I've watched, like, videos before, and I just thought that, like, you know, I could do that and stuff like that always. And... life has just kind of taken me here
You're just kind of going with the flow. It's like let your own really kind of form or let your own kind of thing.
It's weird.
So you've come a long way then on YouTube. Like, if you've been doing it since middle school, that's crazy, man. That's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, I probably posted one of my first videos when I was like 10 or something.
And what's really crazy though, Noah, is that I'm sure a lot of the kids in your generation were like that, right? Because you grew up in the time, like I was probably in, I don't know, like sixth grade when YouTube became big. So you were probably, I don't know, maybe in first grade, second grade, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
See, maybe even less than that. I don't know. But the thing is that you stuck with it where most people would give up after a couple years.
Oh my God, dude.
And that's
it's
what happened
hard.
To my friends at skateboard too. Is like the ones that stuck with it 10 years are the ones that are pro now, you know?
Yeah.
That's true because of the fact of there's been times where literally I have quit, but then I came back.
Nothing wrong with that.
But it's just like, at the same time, you know how many people who quit and just never come back to it?
No. Most. So many people. And I think that's a problem, too, that I see with a lot of kids and stuff like that. They think they're going to get a million views three videos in where, you know.
They're used to instant gratification. They're not used to working for something because you can pull it up on the phone.
And work and work and work and work for it. And,
I mean, Noah, how long have you been doing YouTube, like, at the level that you're doing it right now?
Consistently.
And just like for the, I mean, you have a pretty decent size.
2017.
Wow. So it's been, what, 3 years?
It'll be 3 years in the summertime.
That's crazy, though.
And how many videos do you have over a million views?
Only one.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but you put out 100, right? Like,
I put out almost 300.
300
wow.
videos.
Wow.
And one of them crushed, and you're really good at what you do, you know?
But yeah. Well, I don't, not the really good part. I'm getting better.
Nah, you're good.
But,
I love your style of editing.
Yeah,
and you
it's
can,
different
you
than mine,
for sure. You can honestly tell from, like, when I first kind of started doing videos with you, and then, like, until now, the editing is completely different.
It
you know?
Changes so much.
Every day it changes.
It does, because I literally don't know what... I haven't found my style yet.
It's hard, right?
Yeah.
Well, I've always said I've done art stuff my whole life, whether music.
It always evolves. Like,
you're always copying the people you like and like putting it all together and making you until you've been like doing it for 10 years and you just become your own style.
Exactly.
But right now it's just copying until you get good at it.
No, yeah, that's exactly what it is. Is that because 3 years isn't a lot of time?
No.
And that I'm honestly happy that I have. Like, I'm not happy that I haven't like blown up, but like it's like.
You're working.
I'm happy that I haven't blown up because it's like, I'm not proud. Like, there's some videos I made where I'm like proud
of. Like, this is a banger, dude.
Yeah. Right. But there's also more videos that I'm like, I can do better and I know I can do better. And it's just like, I'm not mad at anymore.
You
like, oh, I don't have a million fucking subscribers. Fuck the world. I don't think I deserve it yet.
You're still working. You're crushing, trying to make it so that when you have those million followers, they're following you for a reason.
Right. It's like, I don't think that it should be easy.
No.
To get it. And I think that a lot of people do get it easy. And it's like, it does happen. And I'm just like, it's kind of interesting to me because it's like, damn, like, how did they get lucky?
That's what I mean, and you see some of these people.
It's just interesting, because,
it's interesting what goes big and what doesn't, and I understand, you know, not everyone thinks the same or whatever, but I've seen these two young kids, and, like, they're good-looking or whatever, but the stuff they do on the video is not that interesting. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, we're going to do this and do that, and, like, a lot of stuff's kind of clickbaity and shit like that. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but... They have like 20 million subscribers and they get all these views on this and like all, you know what I mean? They're living in Hollywood and doing all this. It's funny what takes off and like what doesn't, but I love finding those channels that like people kind of sleep on that are
good. But are crushing it, right?
Yeah, that are crushing it.
Their content's awesome, yeah.
You know, but I was just curious about that, about, you know, what kind
of,
you know.
There's a lot of those and it's weird because it's like.
Did you kind of teach yourself, like, how to edit and stuff like that? Or you just get on there and start playing with it and get better, better, better?
Started with Windows
Movie Maker.
Oh,
you God, know it,
awesome.
Dude.
That's awesome.
So awesome.
And then I remember, never mind, I did not steal this. I actually got it somehow, but getting Sony Vegas when I was younger.
I never even messed with Sony Vegas.
It was just like everyone was using it when I was growing up for like skate videos and stuff.
Yeah.
Because everyone used Sony cameras. And, I used that horrible, absolutely.
Dude,
Then iMovie, and when
I got iMovie, I learned iMovie in high school, and then I took all my learning experiences, and I had such a little base, like a little foundation of just a little bit of knowledge. And then I got Premiere.
Then you learn something new and you add it to your repertoire.
Well, yeah, but it's so much more complicated than that because it makes it sound so easy.
True. Yeah, yeah.
It's literally takes so long. Like, you evolve from, like, you put a fucking clip in there, like, onto the board or the, what is it
timeline.
Called? Timeline. And, like, when it's your first time, you're like, well, where do I start? Like, the clip's on the timeline.
I
wouldn't
even know where to start,
but what do I do? So you, like, watch it or something, and then you're like, okay, that's good. And then you
this is the cool part of that clip.
And then,
like,
well, dude, honestly, like, there was times where I wouldn't even understand the cool part yet.
Gotcha.
Like,
well, that's fair. That's fair.
It's just
that's
like fair. You're lost in what you have.
Yeah.
And it just takes time to realize and how to skim out of the shittiness.
Yeah.
And
you're like 100% shitty when you start, and then slowly you get rid of the dumb stuff and get more refined.
Cut, and then you learn how to blend things together. Audio together to make it sound like there really wasn't like a cut, but there was a hard cut that skipped minutes, but it made it feel like it was
like flowed together. It's just so interesting to me.
And it's funny
because
lately I watch all your videos, Noah, and lately you've definitely gotten really into blending sounds, like blending, like you said, like the laugh of one clip is being carried on underneath the next clip coming on.
Yeah.
And like you said,
I do that a lot.
I do it a lot, but in a different way. I usually like keep the audio from the second clip and I keep the video from the first clip going. Mm. But you're right. It takes this hard cut where it would feel like you messed up and it makes it feel smooth and like it was supposed to be. Yeah. It's really cool.
There's a lot of cool things, dude.
That's cool, man. That's really cool.
I don't know, dude. It's just so, it's creative freedom. You know, it's just the way my body is, like, and my feelings.
My body.
Like, literally, like, my feelings and, like, the way I think, like, I need to be, like, creative and do anything. Like, I just fuck around on Photoshop. Fuck around and, like, make a beat, fucking shit, some raps.
Dude,
some
and
shitty
I promise
shit
everyone,
over top.
We're going to drop a rap soon.
Yo, can we
just
please?
One music video.
Just literally anything creative, because my brain is, like, it thinks so much that I need to be doing something.
No,
like,
you're 100%
cool.
Right.
I
mean,
really cool.
Like, I'll just fucking write out
whatever. A poem. Don't matter.
Don't
matter.
Don't matter. Like, literally, I mean, I literally make videos every day, right? Mm-hmm. I'm on vacation and I'm filming my own personal video. Mm-hmm. Instead of sitting home doing nothing, I'm still doing the same thing, creating.
That's
all
so
time.
Cool. Yeah. That's so cool.
You know? So I feel you, man. It's like, it's something that if you like creative stuff, you almost can't get away from it.
So I guess, because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there. If you could say one thing, a piece of advice for a new YouTuber out there, what would you tell them? Probably don't give up. That's a tough
give
one.
Up and subscribe to Noah. Subscribe to Bad Choice Noah.
There's a few things. I think one important part, and Shane Dawson told me this, so shout out him. In person, he said to me that, don't like read the comments.
Yeah, dude.
Dude.
He was just like, he said, keep making videos and like learn from yourself. But
he said, don't read the comments. I've read the
it's
comments
evil,
before.
Man.
It's bad.
So what I do
there's
is
some very clever people out there.
And if for that's all true. The people watching, this is what I do is literally the first hour I will read the comments. Oh, fuck. The first hour I'll read the comments. Right. And after that, I'm not going back.
There you go.
Just because of the fact of, I feel like the first hour.
It's all your notifications.
It's all, like,
squad.
My fans, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then after that, like, there's still a lot of fans, but there's, like.
A lot of haters.
The haters start coming out.
The haters will come out. And then it doesn't even matter, like, what it is. There's something about reading something.
Negative.
Super negative about yourself.
It hurts,
that
man.
It makes you. Fuck up your day.
Well, it's like,
it doesn't matter.
You could read 400 comments. This is the best video I ever seen. This is the best video I've ever seen. And you'll see one that's like, I don't really like the music in it. And even though it's not a big deal, it's that one little negative comment has the same weight as those 400 positive comments.
Yeah, it's kind of deeper than that. It's like this. It's like you're making these videos and so you're reading this comment. Oh my God, this made me laugh so hard. And you think, okay, good, I did a good job. And then this person's like, oh, wow, this sucks. Like, but more detailed, but that kind of thing.
Yeah, no,
and then
they
you
go,
think
they go
to yourself,
detail.
I think to myself, like, damn, like, how did I, like, fail here? Like, whatever. Try to learn from it, but also there's some of them that you can't even learn from because they're just so negative and they're just like, fuck.
Or so, like, opinionated, like, this, you don't like this music. Well, 30 other people said they do like this music, so.
Yeah.
How am I, what am I doing? Am I doing right or doing wrong? A lot of the times, almost like what you said, don't read the comments for your inspiration on how to get better.
Sometimes you some can. That's the hard part,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, constructive
you can't
criticism's
say
good.
That. It's like, because you, so you, the comments are important.
They are.
About learning, but also it's like, just try to
take it with a grain of salt.
It's hard though. It's hard. It's easy to say. It's hard to do.
Exactly.
Because they do. It does make you feel weird.
Oh, I bet. I bet. I've seen some negative comments about me and stuff.
Me too, dude.
But
I did that video with you about New Jersey. Everyone came at me for calling it pork roll instead of Taylor Ham. But I'm telling you right now, it's pork roll.
It's a pork roll, huh? No, it's really crazy though. Like you tell me. Like, has there ever been a comment, a negative comment that you've had to tell your therapist about, like a bad one?
I don't have a therapist.
That's too bad. That's not good.
I need one. I'm my own therapist.
There we go. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
And therapy for me is creative freedom.
There you go. There you go. That is so. That is so cool. I'm sorry. I don't know if that was boring subject, but I just really wanted to dive into that because I think it's really interesting and really cool how you know, you do all the videos and the editing and like watching the channel evolve, you know, the videos and stuff. Because they're, I think they're funny. You know what
I
mean?
I like, cried laughing when, Eric, you said, it was during the video where you guys were doing the morph guessing game challenge.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's the last round and you had to get it all right. And neither of you got it all right. And your dad, like, Eric's standing up like, no, I don't want to get shocked. And your dad's like, all right, sit down and, or sit down and turn around. And without a beat, like missed. Eric like looks like a robot, like just gets stiff and goes and open your mouth, and like I straight up, dude, I spewed chicken fingers all over my computer, dude. It was terrible. Oh, it was so funny.
I've always loved to be quick witted like that. Like the teachers at school hated me probably because I was really just like bam, bam,
dude,
bam.
No, yeah, that's
you
like,
know what I mean.
No,
you gotta be able to fire on a last second's notice.
No, yes,
you know what I mean.
Yes, that's a huge part of. The game,
yeah, man. Because don't you hate when someone talks some shit to you, and then you're like, yeah, whatever, and you get home and you're like,
I should have said this.
I should have said this. Yeah, like that shit happens to me all the time. Well, not really all the time.
No,
but
it does.
It's happening.
There's always something better
mean?
You could say.
Yeah. Hey Jay, yeah, you're the idiot. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Got him.
Oh, got him. Idiot. Total idiot.
Got him. Fucking good.
Yo, so pissed off Patriot 1776. This sounds like a
hell yeah, brother. I like your name.
I know you would, bro. And it says I didn't get a chance to post on the last live stream, but the Winchester House in San Jose, California is haunted and is such a trip to be in. So put that on your list.
Oh my gosh.
Is that guy saying
that he went there?
Yeah, I guess so. He said that that's just a good place. So
it's,
I don't know.
Damn.
It's literally cold down here.
Hold on. Sorry. It's glitching a little bit.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I did. Let me just scroll up here, boy.
Boy.
Where we at?
It is chilly down here, dude. And I don't like that because every time I get chilly, I think of ghosts.
Quinn Eskimo says, love listening to both podcasts while feeding all my reptiles. Hope you guys will be at the grand opening on the 13th. I will.
Hell yeah. We'll all be there.
Yes.
Oh, that's perfect.
We're all going to be there.
Melissa King says,
we're
going to
be partying.
Gifts for the Reptarium.
Oh,
can't wait to see what you got going on.
Thank you, Melissa.
Hey, Melissa. Melissa.
Melissa.
We got Lauren.
Hey, says, Melissa, mate.
So from the United Kingdom. Sorry.
I was
from
talking.
The United Kingdom.
Sorry.
Jeez.
Where they got fish and chips, mate.
So good.
Not racist? Racist?
That's
know.
Not
that's
racist.
I'm half British. I could say, yeah.
All right. So where are we at? Lauren says, y'all are so cute, funny, and down to earth.
You're cute, Lauren.
Cute. You can't say that. You're married.
Oh, sorry.
I
forgot.
Someone, hey, go grab the thing. Go grab it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Eric did a naughty.
What is it?
What did I do?
Wait, there's a thing for the naughty Eric, dude?
Yeah.
What is it, dude?
Text me.
Oh, we can't say it.
Oh, my God. I'm a little scared, dude. What is it?
Dude, don't worry about it. All right, Melissa King, can you say hello to my son, Ashton?
Hi, Ashton.
Yo, what's up, Ashton?
Ashton, what's up, big player? What's happening? What are you doing? You're probably playing... with your toy cars or something?
He's probably playing Nintendo. Listen,
yeah, how do you know he's 40?
So listen, 40. Okay, oh, that's yeah, what we're going to play all the scenarios. If Sebastian's 40, I hope you find your love.
His name's Ashton, but that's
Ashton, Sebastian, sorry. If you're 40 and you don't have love yet, man, I hope you find yourself a little woman to kiss up on.
That's right.
Or if you like dudes.
That's fine, too. We're
then you
cool.
can kiss up
Whatever.
On a little man,
It's too. Not America, but we're in America.
Or if you like the other stuff, right. you know... Just find somebody for you. That's what I'm trying
That's
to say.
That's right.
And then...
What if he's like 25?
If he's 25...
Then what's up, player?
What's up, player? You know, I know it's a Friday, so don't go clubbing too much.
Nope,
you know?
Don't go clubbing too hard.
You know, these,
this is a dope shout-out. This girl got it. This guy got it.
These hoes...
Oh, he's getting his money's worth right now.
These hoes ain't loyal, okay?
No,
they will take your heart and they will shatter it.
They will.
Into a bunch of fine
But don't
powder.
Turn your back on love.
No, because true love is real. It's the fake love that the hoes love to steal.
Yeah, wow. That's why. Yeah, I know.
That
that's why we need to do a rap.
All right, and then we got
Jacquie. St. Bernard Partridge. $20 in Canadian.
Thank you
for the love.
Jacquie.
Shout out to the Canadians out here. What do they got? They got that potato shit.
What is it? French fries.
Poutine. They got poutine.
I've never had that.
Oh, dude, it's so good.
I've had poutang.
I need that. Point.
Like, dude, yeah, but really we need a.
No, what is that? No, seriously, what is that?
It's like. So, Canadians, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe French fries.
Yep. Okay.
You're right.
And then it's like cheese curds.
Yep, you're right.
And then
that's
it's
American.
Like gravy.
Yep, that's
that
it.
Sounds
and
good.
I think there might be some cheese on some.
Just
where
the cheese
can you
curds.
Get that at? Can you can get it in America?
You can get it in the UP. They have a ton of
what?
It.
Dude, yeah.
You anywhere can get close it, to Canada.
Which we are.
What?
So we could get it.
Yeah, you could totally get it.
Shout out you guys. And you guys have beer stores, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Anyways, Jody.
Says, hey, guys, welcome back, Jay. Well, thank you. And and hey, guys, hey to
Thanks,
you, too.
Thanks, Jody.
Yeah, thank you, Jody. Bless your soul and everyone's life that you've given.
Daniel says, I think Chewy getting bit is what made Snake Bites. That's literally the name of it. So I agree with you.
Could have been, yeah.
Maybe.
100%.
My dad said that's not what the point was.
I know. It probably wasn't. I don't know. I wasn't here. But
I think at the bottom.
But that's what it evolved into. Chauncey.
He's only 13. He's a 13-year-old boy. So have fun.
Okay.
Okay. Work on your model trains.
Yeah.
And you know what? Go out to a park and pick up trash.
Yeah, do
Can
that.
You do that at 13?
You're
at
a tree. Okay, yeah, wait. Yeah, let's give some freaking advice to a 13-year-old, Eric.
What would you say to 13-year-old you?
So I'm 13 years old. What was I doing?
Oh, my God. I know what I was doing when I was 13.
I was
shit.
I was eight. So I was old. I mean, I was young. So I was 8th grade going into 9th grade.
Oh,
when I was 13.
Yeah.
Dude, that was like, holy shit. Do you remember that?
That's the worst.
Yes.
That
boy,
was the
dude.
Worst, dude.
You were evil.
Going into high school.
I had so much fun. Dude, because I was on the hockey team. So
That's
like,
it, dude.
And honestly, I just kind of stuck to my own so nobody fucked with me because I realized that I was prey. So this is a good fucking advice.
This is good advice.
I realized that I was like prey, honestly, like into the high school. So I was just like, I kind of kept it chill.
Yeah.
Just kind of like. Stood my ground in the sense where I kind of analyzed things and realized what situations were going on in high school.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I could, then the next year, like sophomore year is like kind of when I came out because I like understood.
What's up, bitches?
I'm not a freshman anymore, so I can't be like picked on for being a freshman.
Yeah.
Right? I'm friends with the seniors now because I try to make friends with juniors on like my hockey team and stuff. So it all worked out very well.
Oh, shit. I think the sports gave you an advantage, too.
Sports gave me a big advantage. I'd say go get your ass out in that field. Like, it'll be anything. You go play baseball.
Literally
go play some fucking basketball. Just go play a sport and...
Home ec, you know.
Dude, and if you're not,
get some friends
be that mysterious guy.
Yeah. No, don't do that.
Go crazy. No, don't do
that.
Oh,
wait, mysterious guy. I thought you were going to say something like...
No, like, you know, like the cool kind of mysterious guy. Like the, you know, you don't know what I've got up my sleeve. Okay.
Oh, God.
You know, maybe that's not good.
Yeah,
no. Maybe
you're talking about trench coat guy?
I got bullied a lot. No, I was mysterious, but then I was in the library. I was playing Magic the Gathering.
Don't do
okay.
that.
Okay. And then I was like hanging out with like the little like anime chicks.
So definitely.
This wasn't a good life.
Yeah,
don't
do
take any advice from me.
Yeah, so Austin.
Don't take any advice from me.
His name's Ashton.
Ashton, and if anyone messes with you, tell them Uncle Eric and Uncle Noah come up there and kick your ass.
No, Eric, you're giving them some shitty advice. If somebody fucks with you, you punch them right in the fucking nose.
Yep.
And that's on God. I don't take any bullshit, all
right,
Ashton?
That's right.
He's looking right at the camera, so it's violent.
If somebody fucks with you,
yeah,
you better punch him right in the nose.
Yeah, be like, hey, what's this over here? Bam!
And you know what? And you take those detentions, the suspensions, you do all that, because you know what? You'll get some fucking respect.
Yeah.
That's true.
And they won't fuck with you anymore.
I mean, as funny as we are, like, that is,
that's
it's good advice. Don't obviously go punch somebody. No, do that.
Don't punch
anybody. No, they don't deserve it. But if somebody really is making your life hell, show them what you got. And like you said, even if you get suspended, all the stuff,
punch them right,
you'll have respect of your peers, and that's more important sometimes.
Give it to them.
I don't know why we're telling this kid to fight people, but let's do it.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do that. Ashton, just probably don't listen to anything.
And listen,
you shouldn't even be listening to
listen,
this.
Listen, Melissa, I am sorry if we told your kid something.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
But I hope he can take something that we taught him today on this fine Friday.
Yeah, I know. And, me too.
And he can do something great with his life.
That's
with
right.
You know?
He can empower himself. He is his own boss.
Make sure you pray, you know, to
just
pray.
Yeah, that's all you can do, man. Yo,
you'll get through it. You'll get through it. You'll get through it. Yeah, that's Chauncey Billups.
No, it's Chauncey Vanderpool. What's up, big player?
Dude, you all should check out Waverly Hills in
Louisville,
Kentucky. That place is really haunted, and Death Tunnel is crazy. Love the streams.
Thank
dude,
you,
I'm not going in the Death Tunnel.
I'm trying to go to that
crazy
Death Tunnel, boy.
Holy shit.
That's what that dolphin pussy's called, the Death Tunnel. Boy, because
it
will
really
end
would.
Your life.
You know, when I heard that, my friend was trying to, like, troll me, I guess.
He was trying to do it to you.
Well, not that, but he's like, would you have sex with a dolphin? I'm like, no, you sick fuck. He's like, I don't know, man. The thing's got a little thing. Grab. It's like, you know, I don't want to get into detail, but I told him to fuck right off.
So you think.
I think he was trying to have me say that I would fuck a dolphin.
Hypothetical. Hypothetical.
Do you have friends like that?
Listen. Hypothetically, you are swimming in the ocean naked.
Yeah.
Naked. Fucking balls free.
The ocean's warm, so my thing's a little, it's a little loud.
It's
kinda
a little loose.
It's like a lure.
It's like a lure. Like,
yeah. Waving around.
A dolphin comes out. That's how they sound, right? Yeah.
Why are you so good?
And then. It just grabs your meat.
Dude.
What are you doing?
Oh, the girl, because the dolphin's got a vagina.
And it sees a little dick, and you're swimming.
It just starts pulling you in.
You're just swimming so fucking beautifully.
I'd probably start fingering its blowhole. I can't even say that. I'd probably just gently hold on to its fins.
Onto its fins. And
I would just be like, and I'd fucking, like, do some twirls and shit and, like, jump out of the water.
Embark onto
and then,
the journey.
Yeah, and I would. I would just take life one step at a time. And then I'd kiss its little, I'd, like,
dude,
suck its little dolphin nose because it's like a bottle.
Yeah. Dude,
can
so I was thinking about this, right? I was thinking about this. This shit blew my mind.
What's that, dude?
I was in the car driving, and I think all the time.
Oh, driving,
that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good time to think.
Listen
to
this, listen
in
this.
The shower,
listen
driving.
So I saw this thing, and I might get killed by, like, the CIA or something, because they probably want to keep this shit on the down low.
Dude.
But I saw this thing where it's, like, half
it.
Goat, half baby, right?
What do,
like,
they call that? What do they call that? Chimera?
Chimera.
Chimera.
They made that shit in a lab, right? So I was thinking...
That's cool.
To myself, like, what if we can really breed with everything, but we just haven't done it yet, so we don't know?
They fucking try.
Yeah, they do all the time.
They try all the time.
They do it all the time. Like,
no, yeah, you
can't. Half the country does
that. But also what I was thinking was, like, the lab shit.
Yeah. You can do it lab-wise.
There's probably so many, like, half-human pigs or, like...
Oh, for sure.
Dude, and how fucked up is that?
For sure.
Because, and I was thinking... And one second, let me get this off my head.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Was that I was thinking, like... So, if these pigs, half-pig people, right? There would be a pig with a human conscience?
Probably.
Right? You know what I mean?
If it had the human brain, it would have human consciousness.
Crazy, right?
It's crazy.
Yeah, because it wouldn't just be like a pig.
Be a fucking pig.
But you would be stuck, not able to speak.
Because
you
don't
have
a voice box.
Right, you don't have the same type of... I mean, I would assume that you would eventually learn.
Dude, you guys are blowing my mind right now.
Dude, so when I was in biology class, my teacher, my professor, wanted to send me to Washington, D.C. to, like, work on, like, this cloning project.
What
with,
the
like,
fuck?
Dude, it was crazy. So, like, he with his when he was getting his doctorate, his research was on, I think I'll look it up. I think it's named Lucy or Sue or whatever. It's some sheep that they cloned.
Why do we got doo-wop up here for the whole time?
They can't see it, bro. It's on you.
Oh, that's funny.
He's got really nice skin, though. It's like really smooth.
He's
like
young.
That picture?
He's young.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
I'm like, he looks like a fucking angel. Look at that smooth-ass skin. How does he do it?
It's that cocoa butter,
Dolly.
Baby.
I know.
So this is Dolly right here. So my teacher actually worked on this project. They
cloned
this
sheep. No fucking way, dude. He worked on... That's super famous, man.
Yeah. And
Where's the clone at?
This is from back in the day.
Where's the OG?
I mean, they just took DNA from a sheep and they put it into the embryo.
See, there's a little fucking baby, yeah.
Dude, that's just old, dude. They've been doing that.
Oh, yeah, no, that's really old.
No, this is
old.
Is that another clone?
Yeah, that's a clone. You can get your fucking dog clone for a couple milli.
Yeah, no, that's true.
But dude...
Yeah, so the point was is that I was actually going to work on that stuff too, but with pigs, we were going to do that.
No way.
But I didn't.
Jay, you're into the shit. Did you guys fall? No, your boy Eric fucking fell for this. I'm embarrassed to say this.
Shit.
The humunguli?
I don't even know what that is.
Dude, look it up.
I'm looking right now.
I want to see what a humunguli is.
So humunguli, this is going to sound effed up. You get an egg, okay? You get not a fertile egg, so it's got an embryo, okay?
Uh-huh. And then
you fucking crank it out.
Come in it.
And you get your semen, mm-hmm. Okay, and you implant it into the embryo.
Yeah.
And this guy had one, and I watched every fucking video. I'm like,
on YouTube,
dude.
I seen this.
Russian guy.
The Russian dude.
Look up.
No. Okay, Jay, go to YouTube.
Real?
Yes,
that's not real.
Jay, go to YouTube right now.
Okay.
I showed Bruce this about a month or two ago.
Dude, yeah, me and Mary.
So
were
I know what to look
watching
up.
Watching every single one.
Look up.
Humunguli.
Cum
and egg. No,
yeah. Look up human cum fucking monster.
No, I think it's humunguli, dude. Look up humunguli.
I want to see if the human cum thing pops up first, right. Man.
It's
like
human
cum
monster.
This
is incredible.
Dude, because he...
That's it,
oh
bro.
Oh, my God, that's it. That's fucking it.
I told
that's
you.
It, dude.
I told you.
That's it, dude. Is this the guy?
He's a
fucking genius, though. 24 million views. We needed to just bust a nut and an egg.
Dude.
We'd have been fucking rich.
Dude, yeah, so he's got this fucking nut, and he got this egg.
Dude, I can't remember. Does it hatch out of the egg, right? But then he, like, broke it open?
It fucking lives, though.
I don't know if this shit's real, Jay.
No, it is real. Look at that shit.
Dude, look at that. That's what he
crazy.
Created.
That's what he made.
That's what he made with a human seed and a fucking... But it's like
and
dripping.
And it moves, bro. Yeah, that's...
No, but it like evolved. Yeah, it's insane.
This is that's like one of the, cool. This is like the first video. He still makes videos today. Click on this fucking channel. He's still making videos.
Oh, great. It's right next to the fucking time travel is real one. That's really...
Oh, yeah, you know. When you get down this wormhole on YouTube and you're looking at crazy stuff, you're...
I don't,
maybe he doesn't make
no, this
no
isn't
more.
The original guy. I can't remember
not,
the original guy's name. It's Russian as F. They probably banned him because it's real.
Oh, fuck. We're going to get copyrighted.
Dude, maybe, dude.
We're showing that on the live top screen.
Oh, yeah. I thought that's what you guys wanted me to do.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
We might get...
You like think so?
Shadow banned.
Yeah, it's fine though. We'll be fine. All right. But dude, cum monsters are fucking real, and that's crazy. I told you that would work because that's what I looked up.
Dude, Jay, did you ever study that shit about like...
I've never seen the humunguli ever, but I wouldn't doubt it to be true. Like that's something.
Did you see that shit?
Yeah, it looked crazy. I just don't... Who knows what...
You know what else is really crazy? Jay will like this because he's all in his little biology shit.
Yeah, you know.
Did you see in China, they got like almost clear saran wrap, and they put... the fertilized embryo of an egg into that clear saran wrapper, into like a clear apparatus or whatever the fuck you want to call it, and they watched the chicken develop.
Oh, yeah, they're starting...
Fucking crazy,
they
dude.
They did that with babies.
Yeah, they're starting to do this with humans. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so fucked, dude.
It's
the same thing.
I mean, I guess it's not. It's being born, right?
Yeah, so me and Maria were talking about this last night about how people will say, like... Not that, obviously, but I'm saying just things that people deem as fucked up, right? Like deem as like stem cell research or all this stuff.
Yeah. Like
and
that.
they'll pull
I
the
like
thing
that.
Of like, you know, it's you're playing God. It's like, but isn't
good.
Like if you're putting that as like your
if
way
we
of
can, let's
it,
do it.
Well, what isn't if you believe in religion stuff, didn't God give you the ability to do these things?
Yeah.
Right, if we can do it, then let's do it.
Right. That's how I feel. And it's like, I have, you know, Anytime you take a science in college, you have to take an ethics course because they want to make sure that you're not like trying to take over the world or some shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I
didn't work because there's some crazy fuckers out there.
And I always hated it because, like, to be real, like in science, like ethics kind of have to sometimes go out the window to do what's right for mankind in the future, you know?
It's and that's the thing, you know, it's like, you know, potato, tomato.
Tomato.
It's bad. It's bad.
It's bad, but it's fine.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's not good, but it's great.
Oh, I don't know, man. It just freaks me out. It freaks me out to think that
babies
in like
bag milk.
No, I know. And like, there's an underground lab somewhere, and they're fucking, there's like a goat child, and he's like, help me, help me. And no, then they're like, oh, and then they fucking take
his
flesh.
Does he go to heaven?
I don't know,
hell
dude.
Yeah,
so how many goat people do you think are in heaven?
When I go, I'll tell you.
At least six.
Because I'm going. No, I'm just kidding.
Be in hell.
There's a lot, six. Dude. I don't know. But that kind of shit freaks me out, man. And that conspiracy shit I listen to. Like, can you just... my God. Because you know they're doing it in underground factories and shit like that. You know they're testing
like
crazy shit.
And shit.
No, man. Like the government, man.
Like MIT. It is the government.
Ford? Did you say Ford? The motor vehicle company?
You know they're probably bought low-key by the government somehow.
Oh, dude, no, for sure. For sure. Yeah. Yeah. They're probably...
I think everybody is. One day I will be.
Yeah, for sure. I am already. It's fine.
I'll never sell out.
It's my government.
Yeah. No, but that shit's really creepy. That shit's really, really creepy.
Yo,
man.
J-Stap threw us $20 just for love. Didn't even leave a comment.
Thanks, hey, big dog. Thank you, J-Stap.
God bless you.
Appreciate you.
And thank you, everyone, for commenting. That's really cool. Really
yeah,
nice
you guys
people.
Are great. You're,
is my dad in the chat?
You know your dad's in the chat.
What's
room,
Papa...
he's in fucking...
Almost Papa Shackelford.
I almost
said
Papa Shackelford. Papa Barcheck saying.
He said he was trying to super chat, but it's not working. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Play.
Yeah, sure.
He's in Mexico right now. Why are you listening to the podcast?
I know. Hang out with your wife, dude.
I know, right? Noah, can you... What camera do you use to vlog? I used to use a G7X, a Canon G7X, but now I just use this, like, Panasonic. I said
Lumix
Panasonic.
Lumix G7, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good camera. Good camera for vlogging, for sure.
I like that
Daniel
comment.
Says, favorite Noah video has helped getting peaches for Eric and second
good.
Best is when...
Dude, that was so good. I literally, and I'm not just saying, like, I literally had no idea guys were doing that. I'm not even kidding. I remember going to play laser tag or something. I don't know. No.
That was the time you were blindfolded.
Yeah, that was fucking...
In a car,
that was when I first got here, dude. It was a good time.
I haven't had a fucking panic attack in years, but I almost had one. When you're driving in a car blindfolded...
For like 30 minutes.
Yeah, dude. And you don't know what you're doing. Like, I almost freaked out a little. I couldn't handle it.
We could have murdered you.
Yeah.
Straight up. We almost thought about it.
We did talk about it.
That's wow.
But it's fine. You're cool enough.
But you're...
I guess he's all right. We'll just buy him a bird.
We'll buy him a bird instead. That'll suffice. But that was cool. And then also the other one you bought, Beaker. That one was funny too, man.
That one was
like,
fucking funny.
I had to sit in this back room of this bird place. Like, I just went in. I'm like, can I sit in the back? And they're like, yeah, sure, I guess. And I just sat there talking to this bird lady for like an hour.
Anne is so sweet. The lady usually helps us out there. She's the nicest lady ever. And you could see how uncomfortable she was, like, telling me. Because remember, she's like, I already sold it. And I'm like, yeah, okay, that's funny.
You're
like,
oh,
of course.
Yeah, and then what did I say? I can't remember what I said, but I'm like,
you didn't really say anything.
That's good. I think I said, that's good.
Yeah, you did. You were like, that's good.
And,
oh, that's good.
And this is why people don't fake fucking video or don't do real videos, is because that reaction wasn't that good.
That reaction wasn't that good. Because
he was actually
reacting.
Yeah, yeah. I was super embarrassed because I'm like, of course fucking Noah's here filming this. And I look like a complete asshole. Like, no, your bird's not here, bro. I love that fucking Beaker. I was going to bring him
in
today.
So funny.
I'm going to bring him in Monday.
I love
Beaker.
He's
got a fucking good vibe, bro.
He's so cool. I love Beaker.
Is he very loud? Like, is he a very...
No.
He's not very loud at all, but he's learning a lot of shit. Like, I don't want to sound weird, but I take him out in the morning and I kiss his little chest. And now
so
he
cute.
Makes kissing sounds back.
Nice.
He makes little kissing sounds back. And
dude,
I love that little bird.
And then you teach him how to like do like the hey sexy whistle. Like,
yeah. Yep. I did that. He does that shit all the time.
No way, really?
Oh my God. All the time.
We should have him on the podcast, dude.
Dude, we will.
I know.
We'll
got
to
teach
him,
him
right here.
Dude, just put the mic right by his face. It's so clean.
We got to teach him some music, man. Like some actual like beats, man. Like
the Harry Potter whistle.
No, man. That shit's... Yeah. I love Harry Potter, but like you gotta teach him
some... So do I, but I'm not
like,
that big. Yeah, gangster.
Something gangster.
Yeah, like that. The Kill Bill.
You know
Kill
that song,
Bill,
dude.
That'd be dope.
I do
that'd
know
dope.
Kill Bill, but that shit was hurting my ears.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I know. I'm sorry. Who, my dad? Sorry. Birdtown.
Cool, yeah, shout out Birdtown.
Dude, Birdtown for sure. It's actually called Parrotsville, but that's okay.
What is this? What did I write down?
Oh my God! Can I read that off right there? It said, "Eric, what's your favorite mythical creature?" I think it's the centaur.
Centaur.
Okay, it's like a beast. It's like a man beast, isn't it? Because a centaur. Wait, what's the horse guy? What's the with the There's fucking
a minotaur?
Legs?
Minotaur. That's a minotaur, bro.
Yeah, but like a minotaur. Different.
So this is a centaur. This is horse legs, human body.
Yeah, I wish I was one of those.
Like
dude.
Sagittarius.
Yeah, that's what I am, dude. That's my sign, bro.
Are you a Sag? Really?
Yeah, I'm a Saggy boy.
I'm a fucking Scorpio, boy.
Dude, look at that.
That's
see?
Like my mama.
I could be that, like, big D swinging. I got four legs, and I'm a good hunter.
Yeah, because horses have huge dicks.
Do. Yeah, dude.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But that
but
black
I would
dude
be like
that,
a fat one.
That black dude I sent that link to
oh
you.
Oh, my God.
Dude, his dude. Dick was bigger than a horse's dick.
Huge.
Like.
No, it was massive.
Even the girth.
And I'm really sorry to talk about this. It's disgusting. But at that point, you think it's like a handicap.
It is a
that
handicap.
His penis is
nobody,
that big.
Nobody got an extra
that.
Leg, dude. To drag
I mean,
around.
Yeah. Nobody no, because I'm not trying that. To talk shit. You see pornos or whatever, at least I do. And the girls are taking these things. They're like fucking the size of Tahoes. But in real life, I don't think that happens. Right? No.
It's real life.
I'm sorry. We're going to, yeah, we're gonna go on from that. I'm
that
sorry.
That is real life, dude.
Dude, that's crazy, though.
Those people are getting fucked in real life.
No, man, it's CGI, dude.
It's VR,
no, I'm just kidding.
Dude.
I'm just,
it's VR.
I, oh, when I mean real fuck. Life, I mean, you know, but no, I maybe not a good subject.
What was
maybe
that?
Not a good subject.
What was that? What was that?
No,
that?
I'm saying like a girl, you know, no, goes no, home no. from the bar. Maybe some guy like
some
that's
guys
out
are
there.
Probably
some guys are
packing,
out there.
Bro.
Yeah, dude.
They
not
go,
me, bro.
They go cop
not
that
me.
Fucking night bullet.
Yeah.
What was that shit? That fucking
dude. There's one pill. It's called Stiff Nights, bro.
Stiff Nights. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Stiff Night.
Yeah, Mary said that mine's not the biggest by a long shot, oh but it God. But it listens, so yeah. That's good. I've got that going for me.
I gotta go.
If
home.
You take, do you take any? Of the, have you ever taken a stiff night?
No, no dude. I'm no. terrified to take any.
Your heart
of that
might
shit.
Fail,
dude. That and like you hear horror stories of that those guys taking stuff dude, and like the dick gets fucked up. I think they gotta drain it or something, dude, to get the blood out.
Yeah, I think you're actually right. Like
I
after
swear
the four
to God.
Hours or whatever,
yeah.
they have to drain it.
Yeah.
I wonder what the name of that procedure is.
It's
called.
Just
look it
so.
Up.
We're going to do a penile drain.
No, don't look up.
No,
this
look
is
up a
my
penile
laptop.
Drain.
Do not look up penile drain. Dude.
Listen,
my laptop.
Listen, I
got
to look up.
Dude, it's no big deal, dude. It's
this
scientific.
This is the best thing
no,
I
don't.
Up on here.
Especially it's on images, dude. You're trying to get us taken down.
Yeah, you're. I guess you're right.
Yeah, no, don't show a yeah. don't show a penis. No,
I won't
sorry.
Show a penis.
There's a 13-year-old kid watching this. God damn it.
Don't.
It's PG-13. This is fine.
Yeah, no, it's scientific, though. We're not. Yeah.
This is scientific, and I don't want to hear any shit about
no,
it.
No, I wonder
guys.
What they do. Like, what I would do is just get a bag of ice from the grocery store and just like jam it in there. It would shrink right up, don't you think?
No, dude, it'd probably fall off.
God, man, that's so scary.
You get frostbite.
I am so scared to take like stimulants or something like that. Like the people that do steroids, the bodybuilders, like that's scary, dude.
Yeah,
it's
but
it's gonna fucking kill you.
It's about the fucking gains, bro.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's yeah. true.
And he doesn't. Eric doesn't care about the gains like these people do.
Dude, I fucking got the gains right here, about 250.
And guess what?
300.
Those gains are more satisfying than those.
No, they
gains.
Are. They taste better. They taste better.
They
that.
Taste better, dude. You're happier,
dude.
Man,
my,
how miserable do you have to be shoving down just chicken and broccoli down your gullet
I know,
every day?
I know.
That's so mad.
Bitch, I
know,
want a
dude.
Cheeseburger.
No,
and
me too,
you'll
man.
Pretend like, oh, I like eating healthy. It's like, no, you don't.
No,
you
don't. No, you don't.
Stop lying
to
yourself.
Stop lying to me and yourself.
Dude, that's like my dad. He like pretends he likes to eat healthy. He's just so fucking cheap. He just gets cheap ass fucking broccoli and chicken, like you said.
Yeah.
Dude, you my know? Mom goes, I worked in the ER. It's so true. For the draining the blood.
Oh my God,
oh,
dude.
Really no.
That's
she
was crazy.
A nurse, so she,
oh my God. So she, dude, nurses see some shit, dude.
Dude, yeah.
I, that's she terrible.
Drained some,
she drained some veins, dude.
Yeah, for sure
oh,
she did.
No.
In the ER. That's crazy.
Dude, I wonder what they do, though, man. It's going to be a lot of blood or something, you know?
Never taking one of those.
No, I would never.
I just,
no,
yeah.
I would never mm-hmm. take one.
I don't see the point.
I would never take
There's
one.
There's a point for people like Eric that like need a couple extra inches.
I couple, guess
I'm not
five
or six.
About other people. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta be think about other people. You know, some
right.
people they need
dude,
some extra help.
But I heard on the radio there's like $1 million procedure and it only gets you like an inch and a half,
2 inches.
You know,
2 inches.
Yeah,
yeah.
I researched
and it's
it
fucking tons of money. Your dick might fall off. You might die in the fucking surgery. Is it worth?
Yes,
of
course,
they have
dude.
Dick fucking. They like have this machine that they like fucking take on you. Here's your dick, and then they go like. And they, like, do this kind of fucking weird thing.
Like a chiropractor.
And then your dick stays hard, like, practically all day every day.
That is so weird.
Well, like, it's like for these old guys, man.
You know what I mean? Like, no shit.
These old guys, you know, their wives are still wanting some, but they just can't get it up no more.
Do you ever think, like, are my grandparents still doing it?
You know they are.
If they have, like, Cialis, Viagra.
Dude, like, I'm just so curious about that. Like, I'm scared to get old.
Dude, don't think about that. Think about this. Are you going to be wanting to...
When I'm that old, yes. Hopefully till the day I die.
That's what I mean. That's what they think too.
Yeah. Dude.
Sometimes their back is out. I don't know what this comment means. Okay. I don't know where this comes into play, but Daniel says, my grandma Dina Spanamanilis, I think I got it close.
Uh-huh.
She Master Falconer. And I
don't
know.
Oh my God. No, that's cool though. Master Falconer.
But is that like a real, like,
a Falconer?
Is she really, or does it have to do like
Falconer? What's this? With the fucking bird on there, like a Mongolian on the horse with the bird on there.
Were we talking about Falconer?
No, we weren't, but I think so.
I feel like it's a sexual innuendo or something like
that. My grandma Dina Spanamanilis. She's a Master Falconer.
Dude, that is pretty fucking dope, though. I want to be a Master Falconer.
I want to take some video with some falcons.
I would love that.
I know a chick, dude.
Do you really?
Who does it. Yeah, I swear to God.
Can you ring me?
Oh, no, Dad. 100%. 100%.
All right, thanks, Dad.
We went over to her house, and she keeps her... She's the guy she's with is like the head dude in Michigan.
For falconing?
For falconry. And he's like the guy who does like
there's a guy that's just you know.
Well, there's a community of them, but I think he's one of the guys you have to like shadow or like has to apprenticeship you for like 2 years before you know you can what even that own
is?
Your own bird.
You know what that is? He is the he's been on this earth so long that there's nobody better than him now.
No, I know.
He's been practicing that. And that's why I say you can do anything in this world.
No, you really... What do they say? You're a master.
Falconer.
Yeah. No, he really is.
10,000 hours.
10,000 hours. You drive by his house and there's a big ass red tail sitting on his front yard.
Yes.
But he's got it, you know, it
and you
might
know
sound
this
cool.
Guy? You know this? These
people? Oh, yeah. Fucking go to his house right now, dude.
What?
Yeah, let's hang this podcast this up and let's go film a video, dude.
No, oh, no. No, seriously. Wow. Mary used to work with her and, you know, she's a really nice girl. Mm. I forgot her name. Something. Okay, but, no, she like
Jenny.
You know, breeds mice because you go in their backyard and they've got these huge.
They have to feed them mice.
They have these big ass.
Her name's Kelly.
Oh, Kelly, that's right, Kelly, really nice girl. But I always see her posting about doing the hunts and stuff with the birds.
You could probably take a mouse and like and throw it, and then
grab
the falcon will come and grab it.
That shit's really interesting because you have to weigh the bird to see if it'll even hunt. Because if the bird's full and you let it go, that motherfucker ain't coming back. He's gone.
Was that the person that came to the reptilian once? Different. Or that's a different
She actually knows him. That guy is the one who catches the birds for all of the falconers or falconeers. I don't know how you pronounce that in Michigan.
Falconeers.
So yeah, he knows Kelly. So yeah, pretty cool.
I want small can world, you guys man. Can you guys please bring me? Mary's behind
oh
me,
my
so
God,
I'm speaking
yeah.
to her too.
Yeah.
We know two falconeers now.
Dude. Yeah.
That's falcon crazy, dude.
And without even like they just come to
that was
us.
A falcon.
We should manifest something. What do we want, Eric?
Falcon. Dude, what do I want?
Falcon. Yeah, like let's manifest something. Let's say something
speaking
that we
speaking into
want,
existence, right?
And then let's get it.
Dude, I honestly am craving chicken, though. I want some chicken.
That's funny. I was thinking Doritos.
Dude, Doritos are good. Doritos
but
are good.
What about, like, life-wise?
Life-wise? What do I want to manifest?
Yeah, like, do you want, like, a pool with, like, a bunch of fish? Like, you know what I mean? Something cool, something crazy that's, like, unrealistic.
Unrealistic? But having enough money to retire next year and just sit on an ocean. And just sit there.
Stare at the
Jesus
just
stare
at nothing for the rest of my life. No, honestly, okay. I don't think I could do that. No, I would say, what do I really want? Your boy Eric really wants a 2-door.
Oh, here we go.
Jeep Wrangler.
Yeah, baby.
Okay. A little lifted up, a little bigger knobby tires on it. You got to get that farm jack on the front.
You
got to
have
snorkeler.
The bullhorns on top.
Yeah, but I want that boy Jurassic Park Jeep.
Ooh.
Jurassic Park Jeeped out. Yeah. I got me, there's Mary, couple dogs in the back.
That's cool. That would be cool.
But they're expensive. They're expensive.
You can get that. Anyways, I don't know what I would want.
Yeah, what do you want?
I don't know. I kind of just want, like, some dogs.
Dude.
In a house.
It's easy. I'll get you one right now.
I just want a house, man.
No, houses
really
are dope.
That's what
houses
I'm thinking about.
Dope.
I want a house. I want to...
Yeah, I want my own house. That's for sure the next step.
It's really cool and everything. There's a lot of shit's breaking all the time.
You're not kidding.
And you're painting shit and you're fixing shit. No, it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's just that, like, having an apartment, there's so many things I can't even do, even if I wanted to, because of,
that's true, though.
The homeowners association type stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know. Even just to have,
it still
like,
affects
whatever.
You when you have a house.
If you live to in a place. Point, if you live in a place that has a homeowner association.
Yeah, see, like, I don't. That's why I'm like, really? I got a bunch of scrap.
He's like, I got a coyote skull on my back porch, which is great. That's what I want to do. But my place would be like, you got to take that down or you're getting evicted.
Yeah, no, exactly. And then, I'm like, I feel like chickens. And I got some chickens. And then the fucking neighborhood cats got them. But now I got rabbits. And they don't say nothing. And then I'm out there, like, cleaning deer and shit, and little kids are walking by.
It's just
I'm
cool.
Like, hey, kids!
And you just feel
covered
in
blood.
So dope.
You know what's messed up? Listen, I really so do dope. Love and respect animals, but I like them so much, I eat them sometimes. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I fucking love them.
We all
do. Animals.
No, yeah, for sure. I'm a meat eater, 100%. And it's really natural when you have something that's not farm-raised, and it's out in the wild its whole life, and you feel good about being able to eat something that's had a fair chance just as good as anything else. You know what I mean? But I clean this deer, and, you know, I want to skip the $70 process, so I just clean the boy. I get everything off there, every little last scrap, and I'll even feed my dog some of it or whatever that I'm not going to eat. So I've got this, like, kind of bare-bones carcass. What do? I just drag it out on a tarp, and I just left it at the front of the driveway, but turns out you can't do that. Like, I got a few complaints. The guy was walking his dog, and the dog went over to the ditch. He's like, holy shit. Because it doesn't
lady?
Look like it's
ribs and a spine. And you're just like,
Carl. And then I was home. I'm smoking a cigarette in the morning outside, and the garbage truck pulls up. And I was about to be like, you son of a bitch, why don't you take this goddamn carcass yet? And he's like, listen, brother, I deer hunt too, but can you put it in a fucking bag or something?
It wasn't a bag.
Why am I going to waste a bag?
It's just a tarp.
Yeah, I just dragged it out. I think it was old TV box, and I set it on there, and I'm like, oh, they'll take it.
A TV box?
Something. Yeah, that was bad.
Dude.
I don't really fit into my neighborhood.
What the
nicest
fuck?
People. Nicest
and
people.
And Mary's telling me right now that there was like a blood stain that went straight from your house all the way to the outside.
My God. I had a Chevy Cobalt, and I parked it and I put this fucking deer in the front seat of the Cobalt. Fucking blood and shit everywhere.
In your car?
I didn't think I was going to shoot one. I got lucky. So I put it in my car.
I was coming home from work and I just saw it.
Passenger seat.
Oh, I have pictures. I'll show you. There was fucking blood.
What the
That's
fuck?
Why when I went to sell it, I just took it to the scrapyard. It smelled like shit. There was fucking deer blood over it. And I put a tarp on the seat, but the fucking mat was covered. And,
this is why you can't get away with murder, bro.
I can't.
Or now you might be able to because you're learning.
Dude, yeah, but I wish I would have taken a picture. My Cobalt's parked in the driveway. The passenger door's open, but you see a fucking blood trail on the Cobalt drug all the way around into the garage. And you're like, what the hell?
Can you imagine
a
cop coming up and being sir, we're looking for Diane.
Yeah.
We don't know where she's been. She's been gone for 2 weeks.
She's not here. I'll tell you that right now.
Can you explain the blood coming from the street to
dude,
your
Dude, and I, like
don't
I said,
check
I,
the freezer.
I respect all the animals that I take and stuff.
Nah,
deer
you're
fucking
awesome,
tastes
dude.
Good. Yeah. Dude. It tastes fucking great.
And not only that, but the people that give out tags, like that's like ecologists and shit. It's biologists. They're people that love the environment and care for it. And they know that this is the best thing because you have to thin the herd.
You really, really do.
Yeah, because you're less car accidents, obviously. That's great.
Yeah.
But also the fact that you're making the herd stronger by taking out the weak or old.
Yeah.
And then, it's all good. So don't hate hunters. Just hate people that are mean to animals.
You know? Exactly. Yeah, because exactly. And actually, they were doing studies. I was talking to a guy. They actually had problems with the water table being contaminated. There was so much
deer
poop and pee.
Sounds right.
That it was
they destroy the trees. They do a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah.
And we killed the wolves off. And obviously, we don't want wolves running around eating your kids.
Yeah.
So we have to become the wolf.
Exactly.
My dad was talking about this yesterday. There's a city in Africa, I believe, where lions and elephants will come in and, like, steal people.
It sounds right.
And take them back into the fucking jungle. And, like, they have to worry. Maybe it's not Africa, but it's, like, just in the world he was talking about. And it's the only city in the world where elephants will come in and also a big cat.
That's and like crazy.
Will literally steal people from the village and take them out into the wild and eat them.
That's crazy.
Were we talking about this before?
Elephants.
Oh, no. Elephants will...
Elephants are crazy.
Fuck you up like Percocets. Elephants. I would not mess with an elephant. Like, I've always wanted to go on a safari and see one, but I think I'd shit my pants if I was, you know, for me to jay away from an elephant. You know what I mean?
See the on your dad's video, the Brian in the Wild, where he gets like super close to that rhino.
Mm-hmm.
That shit's scary too, man.
He's crazy,
dude. It's Brian's wild. It's man. Wild. I remember when I first started working with your dad.
Wild man, way back in the day.
I asked them too. I was like, "Yo, what happens if you got like bit by something or like attacked by Lucy yeah. or something?" And he said to me, "He goes, keep filming." And I'm like, all right, that's it, man. So it's like, because, yeah. you know, the way he looked at it is like, you're not going to get the lion off me. Might as well get that content.
Fucking though. Film it.
So for you guys that watch the vlogs, whether it's Noah's, whether it's Brian's, just know that they put their life on the line for that shit.
Well, dude, that's I think if I got bit by a venomous snake, I think I'd grab the glands and squeeze it and be like, see you fuckers in hell. And then just go out, you know. Probably not,
good,
though.
Dude, it's a good... No, that's not a good idea.
What's
that? I was thinking that... Yeah, like, if you kept a venomous snake, like, in your house, and, like, if you did something, and you're just like, I need to die, and you just get
like,
bit.
No, that's, and listen, this is going to sound completely insane, but I told Mary, if I was terminally ill, I had a couple weeks to live, I think I'd let a king cobra just grab me. You know what I mean? Would you do that?
It's a hemotoxin, man. That shit's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt, but you'd look pretty badass until you start crying. I'd be like, okay, turn the camera out.
Yeah, dude, straight up, it's going to feel like... That, like, hemotoxins are no joke because they're the ones that hurt bad. You know, neurotoxins are shutting down your, like, you know,
yeah, so you pretty much
system.
Just, like, go to sleep and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, and, like, and, you know, obviously cytotoxins and mitotoxins, they're destroying your cells, but, like, hemotoxins attacking your bloodstream.
How would you want to live your last days
in
dying?
No, I know, because it's
jump
not
off the
quick,
Grand Canyon, dude. Just jump off
yeah,
the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, take a dirt bike and just back, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, dude.
That's the fucking phone picture of your brother.
Look at that little thug.
Oh, my God.
Show the camera.
Oh, I heard him.
It's really bad.
Wait,
it's really
bad. There you go.
It's so funny.
Oh, that's incredible.
It went away.
Oh. It went away, but now
okay.
That is funny.
God bless him. He's so funny. That was my brother, John, calling.
Are you guys doing a podcast?
Yeah.
I'm trying to see how to even say this. It says mountain.
No, it doesn't.
What are we looking at?
Montanus. No.
Mountain simple. Libere.
Mountain is imperial.
Mountain.
Well, they gave us $2 and said, I drive a Jeep and deer hunt. Be my bestie, Eric.
Hell yeah. It's done. It's done.
That's it.
That's all you need.
It's done. Love you, bud.
Love you, dude.
So, yeah.
Do we have any? What do you think here? You want to do some questions before we sign off here?
Sure.
All right, guys.
What do you got?
Send in some questions, guys.
I'm hungry. You know how it be.
Yeah, dude. No, me too.
I kind of
got
to pee too. And when I have to pee, it kind of like throws off my.
You're not thinking
because I'm like, I got
no, me too. And I know. And I'm sorry if my thinking this podcast just got a lot going on.
We kind of should get some.
Some
like bottles so that when we do have to pee, we can just pee right here.
Yeah, dude. Ari Shaffir does that on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Dude, this is really awesome. This super chat here. Thank you for the $5, Daniel.
Yes.
It says, I just want a shout out for my grandma. She does a lot to help animals. She has a bird sanctuary. Owls, hawks, falcons, emus, other birds, and a few reptiles. Well,
dude, shout out to grandma.
Thanks
hell yeah,
for
that's
everything.
Awesome.
I
dude.
Love emus.
Yeah, emus are pretty dope, man. I've always wanted to get one.
It's like, oh, that's a bird. Like, it doesn't seem like a bird, you know? They're
yeah.
so fucking big.
Eric, what size shirt are you, bro? Some people trying to send you some clothes.
Dude, I'm embarrassing, dude. 2XL, bro.
Nah, dude, you're good, bro. You're
wide,
you cute as shit, dude.
4X.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no.
It's a 4.
It's a 2. It's a 2. It's a 2X.
Favorite food?
Ooh, favorite food? Pizza.
Oh, dude, I do love pizza. I love Mexican food, though.
Mexican food's...
I feel like I could live off of fucking taco and refried beans.
Yeah.
Mexican food is definitely my favorite, for sure.
I love that
Or
shit.
Any Hispanic stuff.
Dude, cousin Brad... Well, my cousin Jolie, she's Puerto Rican, and the mother lives with him and, like, helps take care of the kids, and she always makes, like... It's just beans and rice.
Yeah,
but
it's
so
good.
Fucking good. She puts like little olives and shit in there. It's pretty danky.
Is it Puerto Rican?
It's Puerto Rican beans is and it? Rice. Oh yeah, no, she's okay. She's
from Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Puerto Rico.
I wasn't listening to you. Sorry, but my aunt is Puerto Rican as well, and she makes the fucking best rice
ever.
Dude,
yeah. Never call a Puerto Rican a Mexican because I was like, oh something about Mexico, dude. She freaked out.
Yeah.
Oh no, Puerto Rican. You're not kidding, dude.
No,
like,
they'll kill you.
Any Spanish, if you call them the other Spanish, they
will kill
you. Most of them will get very upset.
It's crazy, man.
This one says, can snakes be in a communal setup?
Some of them.
Depending on the snake.
Yeah, I wanted to do like a garter snake thing, like almost like a garter snake den at the Reptarium, but it turns out they only do it during breeding season. So
yeah, exactly.
We can't really do it.
Exactly.
Would be cool.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I don't know. Black country. What do you think of the black country?
Oh, dude, actually, this one says, Noah, do you know how much the net worth says, or the internet says your net worth is? It's funny you mention that, because one time I called Noah.
I think it says it's like $40 million.
It's like ridiculous. And
why
I laughed
say that?
So hard, dude.
Because I'm fucking balling, bitch.
Dude,
no, I don't know. I wish I had $40 million.
I was with your dad.
Think I'll be here?
We were driving. I looked you up, and I couldn't believe it. I'm like, bro, and I called you.
Here,
I'm like,
look
I
it
knew
up.
You were so rich. Yeah,
let's fucking
right
find out right now.
Let's see.
Yeah, literally,
all you bought me was that piece of shit bird.
Net worth.
Is there like a crazy like Russian or German Noah Barchek that's like an oil?
50 million, dude.
I fucking wish I had 50 million. I wish I had one.
Were you
or
even
anywhere close to that?
Why does it say that?
Because they're probably trying to assume.
I don't know.
I don't know why they would do it, but they have to be taking the wrong data, obviously, to figure out how much.
No,
it
it's
is.
Just because it's a fucking guess.
Dude, there's some people pimping you out on here. It's like, you want to fucking date him? You want to know his blood type?
Wait, really? Is that
you
what it
You
want
to know his organ? You need dude, his
he's an organ donor if you want to kill him.
I
want
to see that.
Yeah,
I want to see that. Sorry, Jay.
No, you're good.
No, what did it say? It was like dating fucking.
Where?
Right there.
Age, bio,
salary.
Height, wiki facts.
Dating. Oh, it's like, who are you?
How
dating?
Does he have my height?
Net That's worth so in 2020. Funny. Hold on. This actually looks a little bit more accurate. I don't know.
All right, let's see.
Oh!
That's fair, right? That's a lot closer.
Wow. That's a lot closer than 50
yeah,
million.
Right? The other
right?
one was 50 million off for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
But that's cool. Is this the actual amount of views that you have? And videos?
It's
roughly.
Close. It's close.
Okay, so this update's
that's
pretty
cool, man.
So that's not bad. But that other one, which comes up first. Hey, look at that shit. It's right there. The one that came
thick,
up first
man.
Was crazy. That's
50 mil. Yeah, guys. If I had $50 million, I'd be like, I would like own fucking things.
Disney.
You know what I mean? I would own things.
Oh, dude, this guy actually dropped us the dude's name for the homunculus or whatever. It's Cax, however that's said.
Cax. It's good. That's
probably
I don't know.
Cernat. I don't know. I don't speak Russian. Riviet. But, yeah.
All right, that was fun.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Good time.
I missed you guys.
To be fair, your net worth could be $50 million by the end of 2020. Yeah, that would be nice.
I mean, it could be.
If I like, maybe I just gotta start playing some scratch off tickets or something.
Dude, we got a gas station next door, bro. Let's go get gas. Let's go get them right now.
We should fucking
no, don't do
this. Why don't we end the podcast?
It's a waste of money.
We just got all this
scam. Like we're.
Guys, throw us like $2 for lottery tickets.
No, I think we should just spend it on chicken. It's more rewarding.
I'm getting Chicken Shack right after
this.
No,
me too, dude. You
no,
fucking
yeah.
see
What'd you
me
get?
There.
I'm getting it.
Dude.
Five-piece chicken.
Five-piece chicken strip. They give you a biscuit with the
yeah,
buttery-ass potatoes.
The
I'm ashamed of this,
boys.
But I fucking tip it up and I drink the
Shut up!
Shit.
Shut the fuck
bitch,
up!
It's good. It's fucking good and I dip my biscuit in there and I'm just like, Mary, get me a Coke. Fucking.
Shut up.
Mary's back.
Mary's laughing so hard because it's true.
Dude, I know. I'm a
it's
fucking,
true.
I'm a real fat boy.
Nah,
what?
You're fucking
drink
cute,
the
boy.
Butter?
Dude, it's fucking good, dude.
Yeah, it's
you
good.
You throw it away?
Yeah.
It's fucking good.
Throw it away.
All trying right. to die, player.
That's crazy.
But so what'd you get? Five piece?
Dude, we get the five piece.
With the
potato.
I think
with
you
the
said
potatoes.
This five times. My bad.
No,
but
it's fine, man.
I like
tell
the French
you.
Fries. I like
dude,
the French
they
fries.
They have those big chunks of taters.
I know. I've eaten so
smothered,
many of them.
Smothered
I've had
in butter.
So many of them, Eric.
Dude,
so
you
many.
Know what I hate, though?
I'm on a French fries now.
Is the assholes, well, it's not a bad thing, but they make it fresh, so you can't even eat it for like 45 fucking minutes. Because you crack
it's
the
so
chicken
hot.
Open and a little grease comes out, and you're like, oh, but
yeah.
I just eat it. Like,
the
people
potatoes,
must think I'm mental when I'm there, because I'm like, and like drinking pop and shit so you don't get the full. Yeah, it's it's terrible.
You're but just no, going fucking, back to the machine, just keep fucking refilling.
Yeah, yeah. No, we
slurping
we fuck
that
with it
boy
heavy.
Down.
Fuck with it heavy.
Right. Oh, I got fuck. One. I got one more for you. Melissa King threw another $2.
King.
Said, "Name your favorite animal in the Reptarium."
Ooh, that's a tough one, dude.
Eric.
Let's go Eric first.
No,
he's
Eric's my favorite animal.
That's thank fair, you, dude. Thank you. Salt.
Salt, really?
I think so, man. She's growing up.
She is beautiful.
That's really you, tough, though. That's really tough.
I know you like Artemis and stuff. So what you got?
I don't know. I feel like, what's the coolest one? I feel like Toothless is really cool.
Toothless is dope.
There's so many cool ones.
It's hard.
The Croc Miners are cool. They're all fucking cool.
I know.
There's no real favorite.
So I like Artemis because he's kind of kooky. I like
he's really
kooky,
crazy.
But
wow.
Elvis is probably my favorite just because
he's
so
really cool.
Elvis is,
I'll like Toothless just as much when he's that big. It's just because he's big and impressive. It's awesome. It's like having a little raptor running around.
That's really an animal ambassador.
Animal ambassador for sure. You guys make me want French fries. Well, we're about to go get some French fries.
Mary just said that Nova and Lilith is her favorite, which makes a lot of sense.
You know what? No,
I want
asking.
One of those damn little babies. Honestly, real
oh,
bad.
Oh yeah,
can we get
dude,
one?
Straight up. No, they're going to be available up on auction here.
Not
all
soon. These. No. I have you on recording, saying that I could have one for you. So.
No. Seriously though, I'm going to hook up. That's the problem, you guys. Is like. Brian gets a cut of them. We get a cut of them. And I already told everyone at the Reptarium I'm going to hook them up and give them
everyone's
one.
Getting them.
So, you know.
They'll breed again.
Gonna, they'll breed again. They'll breed again.
Robert,
we'll for sure have more.
Robert says that we need some solo shot cups, like the solo cup shot
those
cups.
Oh, those are dope, dude.
And he's going to bring butter so you can take some shots of butter.
Let's do it, yo.
That's
you know
so
what,
white trash.
You know what
shot
I love?
Butter out of a solo cup.
Butter in. Like, there's nothing better
buttering.
Than butter and fucking like crab legs.
Oh no! Don't
oh
even,
shit!
Don't,
dude.
I'll fucking walk
let's
away.
Let's go
right
China
now.
Buff.
Then
right now, dude.
I will fucking drink butter.
You get like, a lobster a, tail? I just put it in there and take a shot.
Dude, wait. Let's go.
Right now?
Yeah. To the lob. To the fucking Chinese. All right,
we're
gonna
Chinese be going eat. I want it all. Chicken, lobster, ribs.
Take us out now.
Is no. Wait. Let me answer this one thing. Is Noah gonna keep the Reptarium when Brian and Lori retire? Probably.
Yeah,
I'd say
dude,
so.
For sure, dude.
Then I'm gonna sell it. I mean,
yeah. I'm just joking.
Brian will be dead by for within 5 years.
No,
after retiring because he loves work.
And then we'll,
oh yeah, dude. Oh,
by that time though, we'll be global. There's gonna be fucking.
This would be big.
There's gonna
shit,
be
dude.
Prestige.
These guys don't even know.
Why?
They're gonna
why?
Be this. They it's gonna be know. Fucking the Reptarium. There's gonna be an Eric Chambers. Aquariums.
Dude, with caimans and shit.
And there's going to be
I want
fucking,
a fucking sea turtle, dude.
You will have one.
That's it. I'm yep. doing it.
By that,
the
by
future's
that time.
Bright. The future's bright. That's
there's
going
to be like neon lights in there and shit.
Yeah.
Black lights. So don't come in with your dirty clothes.
No.
We'll see your cum stains.
No, I know it. I seen but, a meme the other day. This poor kid must have busted in his shirt and he fucking wore it to school and it was all over his back.
All right, let's end it on that note.
Well, thank you guys for watching. Don't forget to turn on those post notifications. Subscribe if you're not subscribed yet. I hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure you guys go listen to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all the high streaming platforms. Thank you guys for watching. I hope
you guys
enjoyed.
Thank you guys so much.
Peace.
Peace.
I salute you.
What the fuck?